Hey, everybody. I'm Esmeralda Leon.
I am Brandon Weatherby.
And we're doing radio again. They gave us microphones.
Yes.
Again.
I don't have to call in from a different city, so this is much easier.
Yeah, that would have been real weird.
Last time we talked, I was in the great city of Cleveland in the great state of Ohio trying to avoid horses.
What?
Cops on horses while I was calling in last night.
Were you like Frogger?
I was like Frogger. I was between horses and barricades.
Bloop, bloop.
I was actually avoiding people I knew because they were going to say hi, and I really wanted to say goodbye to them.
And you're on the phone.
I'm like, I can't talk. I got to hide. So I'm like this crazed man in a suit, sweating through a suit, running away from friends. That's how my week ended in
Cleveland. Cool. Yeah, we're here until 5 a.m. on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. That's frightening to say to me.
Why? This is a wonderful place to be.
It's scary in the like, oh, this is so amazing.
Think of it like a baby. Did you ever want to have kids?
Let's not talk about that.
Perfect. Then this is your kid for now. You're slowly getting used to
this
the baby.
This is my baby.
Yeah, you're slowly getting used to it. You've been around babies most of your professional life.
Sure.
And now it's time for you to slowly welcome your own baby into the world.
Oh, I adopted a baby. I don't know where this is going.
What's the last time we did this was on July 3rd.
July 3rd.
And anything happened in the last 20 or so days?
A few weeks. Yeah. Let's see. I went to Pitchfork.
How was Pitchfork?
It's a bunch of hipsters. If you don't know what Pitchfork is, it's a music festival that goes on for 3 days. It's a bunch of bands that you may or may not know. This year they did have Brian Wilson. He did the entire album of Pet Sounds. He looked real sad. He looked like he was taken hostage.
Yeah.
They sat him. They pulled him onto the stage. They sat him down, and he just kind of stared blankly and played his music.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. John Cusack was there.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
It was good because, you know, he played his songs. He's happy, I think.
Okay. Drugs work, kids.
Happy.
I don't
right.
know if you guys know that.
And they don't because that's kind of what's going on.
If you take too many, they work really well.
Yeah. Or too well.
By the way you describe Pitchfork is the way you could describe any show ever. A bunch of bands played. You may or may not know them.
I didn't know pretty much any of them except Brian Wilson.
That's perfectly fine.
And the rest I was like, I think
you know.
I know
Carly Rae Jepsen.
No. Oh, that's right. She said she did Call Me Maybe.
Yes.
And she did play it.
And she, yes.
But she's a big indie kid now.
She's not a big indie kid. She's still very, very popular.
She's a tiny indie
she's
kid.
She's a very tiny indie kid with a very cute haircut.
Yes. She's got a mullet.
Anything else besides hanging out in a field for 3 days?
No. I don't do much. Now I just hang out in fields, even when there isn't music festivals.
Are you going to go to Lollapalooza?
No.
Why? Have you
no,
been?
No, gross.
Have you?
Yes,
why?
I went once.
Why? I think they've been an advertiser on this.
I'm sorry. I don't mean that the festival is gross. I mean the experience of standing in a field is not fun.
Why is it?
Because it's, okay, one, so okay, so Pitchfork is in a park. It's
yes.
a very tiny park.
It's in Union Park. It's
yes.
It's a wonderful park on Ashland and Lake.
Yes. It's very tiny, though, compared to Grant Park, where
yes.
Lollapalooza is, where you have to, it's a 10-minute walk to each stage.
About, yeah, you're right.
No, thanks.
I understand that.
It's too hot out.
But have you ever, but you've never been?
I went one day once.
What did you see? Do you remember?
Rage Against the Machine was there.
Speaking of Rage Against the Machine, my week began in Cleveland. For the Republican National Convention. And Prophets of Rage played their first song, their first show there. Do you know who Prophets of Rage are?
No.
That is the guitarist, bassist, and drummer of Rage Against the Machine. With
Tom Morello?
Exactly.
Okay.
Brad Wilk and Tim Comerford. Also with Chuck D.
I heard about
and
that.
And then Be Real from Cypress Hill.
Right.
So it's a bunch of millionaires pretending to be revolutionaries, and you could see them at a local casino coming up. They're currently on tour.
Horseshoe?
Real revolutionaries, yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Horseshoe. So, yeah, the whole thing was a joke, and that started my week, and then my week ended with Donald Trump on a big stage and balloons.
Right. Oh, so where were you when he was talking?
So that's actually a great way to transition into the ads and all the other good stuff. So let me just give you a little 3-minute story about being at the Republican National Convention during Donald Trump's speech. I started this speech about 30 feet from the man on the floor, and
oh
I wanted
my gosh.
To see how it felt because I was there on Monday night when he came out. Kind of expected, kind of unexpected when he introduced his wife.
Can I, real quick,
absolutely.
Is he as orange as he looks on TV, or is that just TV?
TV makes it worse.
Okay.
But he's still a little bit off.
Okay.
But not any more off than certain other politicians. John Boehner looks way more orange.
Yeah.
And John Boehner is a nice man, by the way.
They got that 10-clip coupon from the tanning
exactly,
salon.
Exactly. So Trump looks weird, but not as weird as TV makes him look. So On Monday night when he came out, it was essentially the Undertaker's entrance.
Right. Yes. No, I said with the fog.
Exactly. Now, last night I was like, all right, this entrance has to be amazing. And it wasn't. It was like the Undertaker when he was in his American Badass period, when it was just flags. And it was really, really boring. And that was kind of a letdown. And that was sort of the start of the speech. So I got bored and left. And I went outside and I wanted to gauge reaction from the crowd.
Right.
The crowd includes protesters. Everyone was very quiet and listening and watching the giant MSNBC screen. I don't know if you were watching any of the coverage versus listening to it, but mm-hmm. they had a shot of it. And if you've ever been to something like Beale Street or in New Orleans where there's that strip, or kind of like by Wrigley Field behind it, behind the field on Sheffield. Like,
okay.
It's like a little party area, right?
Right.
There's that in Cleveland. So that's where the giant screen is, and that's where people are watching it. It was very quiet and very respectful. No cheers. No real booze either.
Mm-hmm.
Just one very annoying man trying to start a ruckus, either about God or just about he wanted to create a ruckus. And then everyone, regardless of the side of the aisle you're on, was just like, please be quiet.
Yeah, because they want to, if you're against it, you want to hear him so then you can.
Exactly. You can, and if you're for it, you want to hear it and cheer for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Anyways,
or
so
politely clap.
I go back into the arena and I'm like, all right, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to see how it is in the media area. So. Mm-hmm. I go into the media area, media row, and there's a bunch of people. Like, that's where you're going to see your CNNs, your Young Turks, your YouTube people, your Fox News people, all the little the sets that aren't on the convention floor, right? Everyone there is just really bored, incredibly bored. I have a wonderful picture of a man playing video games, and then behind him you could see the speech going on. So this is what's going on.
Was he playing like
no, there was
Candy
like a little
Crush?
Video game setup. He was
what?
Playing an arcade game, yeah. They do this so we have something to do because it's not that exciting. Anyway,
why is RNC sounding like cooler than I actually thought it was?
We should actually continue this, and then we'll get to our guest Marty DeRosa coming up. But we got to do a quick some spots. Is that all
yes.
right with you?
Yeah.
This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot chow down on your favorite meal on wheels. It's Chicago's Best Food Trucks Sunday night at 10 on WGN TV.
This is Wintrust Quest for Gold.
In any young athlete's life, the ultimate achievement is the quest for the gold.
I'm really excited and honored to be representing my country.
I'm just getting this, oh my gosh, like I'm going to Rio.
I'm Ryan Burrow. Join me on WGN Radio as I introduce you to an amazing collection of athletes, all from Chicagoland, who will be competing for gold in Rio.
When you're playing for Team USA, that's by far the most important thing. You're representing the entire country.
Meet them starting Monday morning at 9:15.
The quest for gold starts Monday on 720 WGN.
That's Wintrust Quest for Gold. Wintrust says, bring it home.
I'm John Anthony from Classic Draperies. Now just imagine the happiness you'll experience when you order your new drapes and blinds from Classic Draperies. It all starts when you schedule your free in-home estimate. Simply pick up the phone and dial 773-CLASSIC. We'll come to your home or office with beautiful drapery fabrics and exciting design ideas. You can relax and know you're making a wise decision. Dial 773-CLASSIC now and save up to 50% off our summer selections. Now, doesn't that sound just great? Classic Drapery takes the worries out of buying custom window treatments. We design, measure, manufacture, and professionally install your new window treatments to your complete satisfaction. You do know it's best to choose your drapes where you use your drapes. At Classic Drapery, we give your windows the treatment they deserve. Now remember, for drapery and blind shopping home, just pick up that phone and dial 773-CLASSIC today. That's 773-CLASSIC. Don't forget, visit us at classicdrapery.com.
Ever notice that the last three letters in American spell can? Maybe that's why we want to say we can shop online, we can use free Wi-Fi, and we can give our social security number and other personal information to our bank if we want to. But the fact that we can do all of those things exposes personal information that can lead to identity theft. At LifeLock, we believe you have the right to be free to do everything you do every day. So we use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a huge variety of identity threats. And we have a U.S.-based team who will work to resolve issues if your identity ever is stolen. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can live with more peace of mind. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And if you become a LifeLock member now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock. LifeLock.
I've always thought I had a bit of an edge, and now I can safely say I have an edge.
Well, congratulations, Tom. I'm not sure what that means.
See the Edge, a whole new showroom exclusively for our top designer kitchen and bath concepts.
Wow, glamorous, but why the Edge?
It's our way of showing off builder supply outlets, creme de la creme in kitchens and baths. A high-end look without the high-end price.
Gorgeous cabinets.
Five lines. And look, over there. Over 100 granite and quartz countertop choices. Plus, we have top designers with state-of-the-art design stations to help make your dream kitchen come true right in front of your eyes.
You've got to experience the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom at Builders Supply Outlet.
We're just 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview.
Or visit BuildersSupplyOutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builders Supply Outlet.
Are we back?
Oh.
We are back.
Now we are.
WGN Radio. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I am with Esmeralda Leon. About 24 hours since I was in Cleveland, a little less. And I want to continue. By the way, perfect music. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Couldn't have been better.
We need high energy because it's 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Although, this is normal for me.
This is not normal for me at all. Then again, nothing I did this week was normal.
Right.
Let's go back to the convention floor.
The suit men.
The suit men are they're all over the convention. I decided to watch the speech from the outside perimeter of the arena. I wanted to hang out with the people that paid to be there, the delegates that came in from all over the country to be
there.
Wait,
they have to pay tickets?
Yeah, well, they have to pay their own way. Delegates have to pay their own way.
Oh, like airline and all that
lodging.
Business.
And lodging was very, very expensive. And I think that prevented a lot of people from getting there. We'll talk about that later. It's going okay. People aren't really loving it.
Right.
So I decided, all right, I've checked out four different places. I'm going to go somewhere in the middle. I want to have a view of the teleprompter, and I want to have a view of Trump himself, and I want to have a view of as many of the delegates and the press as possible. So I sit somewhere where I'm not exactly supposed to.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you pretty much go anywhere? What's
I had
the
a
deal?
Pass that let me go anywhere. Oh. And then on the floor, you have 30-minute increments. So you have to leave the floor, but you could re-enter.
It's like a divvy bike.
It's exactly like a divvy bike because, well, it's not like a divvy bike because, actually, no.
Yeah, you gotta check in every 30 minutes.
Could not have been better because if a divvy bike isn't there, you can't get back on the floor. But if there's extra divvy bikes, you can go back onto the floor of the Republican National Convention.
But you can only have it for 30 minutes.
Exactly.
Or pay $2.
I decided to not watch it from the floor. It's kind of biased. I want to try to watch it from the most bipartisan area possible, sort of quiet, sort of loud. And I find it's a great spot, and it's all on my Instagram feed. It's @YMTE. I'm able to see the teleprompter, so I'm able to follow along to see when he actually goes off script. Donald Trump didn't really go off script last night. He added tags. So if a good example would be like, if this paper says, this week on Chicago's Best, Brittany blah, 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 I go, this week on Chicago's Best, Brittany. You know what? Brittany's a fantastic person. More on Brittany later. Let's get back to this read. That's how it was like for the speech last night. That's one of the reasons why the speech was the longest since the 70s. Anyways.
Those weren't in there. You're beautiful.
That stuff was added.
They did
on.
A job.
The random sense. They did a job was the most fun part of the entire speech to me. It's going okay in the room. It's not going poorly, but it's not going gangbusters. This is supposed to be the premier speech of four nights, and it's really not. The balloons come down. And according to the internet and according to most of the things that I've read today, Donald Trump is a giant fascist. And I'm not going to say that he didn't say a lot of fascist type things.
Right.
Sure. But Donald Trump also said some stuff that was hopefully somewhat progressive.
Yeah. I mean, I was listening.
Yes. The LGBTQ friends.
Right.
Even the way he said that. That was sort of fun.
Although I did realize he only said against foreign.
Sure.
So in my head, I'm like, oh, so locally that it's still going to be the same.
Absolutely. Baby steps, though.
True.
Baby steps. So,
true.
So that's a good thing. I mean, the fact that for the first time in our lives, someone's sexual preference or gender identity is not on the table during an election is pretty great.
I was expecting booze, honestly.
And he actually mentioned that. Mr. Trump actually said, I'm very happy that this has been accepted and cheered.
Yeah.
That's good.
There was moments where I'm like, is he just going to like have a freak out and go, none of this is real? And then do like the real speech.
It kind of felt like that partially in the room as well. For example, the part where he said we're going to fix TSA, both delegates and members of the media started giggling a little bit.
But that, wait, I don't remember
that part.
That
was not ad-libbed, by the way. There was just one line.
We're going to fix the
TSA.
And he then flies a lot.
And then I think his own jet.
On his private planes.
Don't knock people with private planes.
Does he still have
planes.
To go Listen, through the TSA,
are,
though?
No. We are definitely a private... We are a pro-private plane show here. No. People giggled at that because it's like, you're not going to... What are you talking about? That's fun.
It's just, there's a lot of other things you could have said.
But that is a bipartisan thing that anyone that's ever flown in the last 10 years would probably agree with.
I'm sure. Yeah, I bet you both sides agree. They're like,
That's a good one.
Good.
That's good, right?
Okay, move on. What else?
And then there was one other part where he started to pivot towards positive and where you mentioned Hillary Clinton's catchphrase, I'm with her, and his is I'm with you.
Yes.
And between the I'm with her and I'm with you, some people chanted out that what he thought was going to be the catchphrase, which was lock her up. And that was the catchphrase that just sort of took over the convention hall, or sorry, the arena for 4 days, an impromptu chant about how Hillary Clinton should be locked up for things that the FBI said she shouldn't be locked up for. So that was the convention in a nutshell. Like, they can't even get the message on the same page.
Right. I mean, I did think it sounded like a Roman Colosseum at times.
The fact that it was actually looked sort of like a Roman Colosseum on the graphics didn't help that.
I mean, I was expecting someone to fight a lion at one point.
No fights.
Well, that's good.
The police in Cleveland could not have been better. And this was a shock to me because if going into this convention, all of the news, just regardless of MSNBC or Fox News, they were showing just, here's a bunch of guns. It's an open carry state. Here's a bunch of guns. It's an open carry state. Freak out. You should freak out.
Yeah, I mean, I also think a lot of that, when that happens, when they tell you to freak out, and then when it actually goes down, nothing actually goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone is hopefully of sound mind.
And people were. It was incredibly respectful. And I think both the protesters and the cops and the vendors, they were all pretty respectful. I'd say the worst part about the entire trip was the blatant sexism from the vendors. But they were just trying to make a buck. I don't think it's a good thing to bring up the same old thing over and over and over again. But it's just people trying to make a buck.
Right.
I would also like to point out that all of the vendors I met happened to be of non-white groups. And most of them would not tell me their political affiliation. So it was just a
bunch. Hey, I mean, that's smart of them. Like, you know,
absolutely.
What? I'm just trying to sell these Trump T-shirts.
My absolute favorite was this adorable group of duo of girls. They were sisters. I want to say one was like 6 and one was 4. And they had the original, as a week old, Trump-Pence logo with the T in the P.
Yes.
their mom was incredibly nice. And they're like, yeah, we like money. We want to make money. And those girls were great salesmen because they're adorable and they're selling Trump-Pence T-shirts. So.
Yeah.
The whole thing was kind of weird. And
what are you expecting? Because you're going to the DNC.
I am going to the DNC.
What are you expecting?
I'm actually expecting a lot more unrest. I think the Republicans, for better or worse, have their message. Even when their message isn't clear as a party, they're a lot more unified and not as worried.
Right. And they're in Philly.
They're
going to be
Philly.
In Philly.
Yeah, it's in Philly. Philly is the only city where a woman tried to fight me at a baseball game because I tried to go down the aisle.
Was she an usher or just
a
person?
No, she was a drunk, and she tried to fight me with fists.
Hey, she was drinking her beer in that aisle, and you were making it harder for her.
I don't know what happened, but it happened. My wife could attest to this. I also saw that same night in a different part of town, I saw a fight between two women start in a bar and then end up in a train station underground, similar to the L here. So,
wait, like the fight just kept going and going
and
going?
Like they didn't fall down the stairs. They continued the fight and the hair pulling down the stairs.
Were they walking?
It was like,
no, like step by step?
It was less of a walk and more of a beautiful dance down
into
the subway station.
I'm going to say this wasn't the first time they tried to fight.
The bar we were in emptied and it was mostly men just running like, what is going on? I have to see this. And it was exciting for everyone.
Okay, so was there a circle?
There was not a circle. No, it was not a circle. It was completely beautiful because it was just so impromptu. It could not have been planned.
No, of course not. No, fights are never planned.
Well, the UFC is at the United Center this weekend. I highly recommend it. If you like blood sports like me, watch the UFC.
And on that note, we'll be right back.
I know, your lawn looks like a stampede of water buffaloes just went by. And the paint on the outside of your home, well, it's peeling worse than a bad sunburn. And your basement, it smells. Ew. Well, don't worry, because I can help on the Mr. Fix-It show with me, Lou Manfredini. All you have to do is call.
Mr. Fix-It, this morning at 7 on 720 WGN.
Back here on WGN, my name is Brandon Weatherby. I am with Esmeralda Leone.
What? Why, how dare you say my name that way?
Because I don't say Merle.
No, I say Leon.
Fantastic.
You just got so confused.
Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be speaking with Marty DeRosa.
Yeah.
Marty is a dear friend of ours, and Marty is at the Gathering of the Juggalos. There are so many things about that sentence most people don't understand, and we will do our best to explain them all. But for the uninitiated, it is a music festival situated around the band The Insane Clown Posse. They are an outcast band. Most people hate them.
Yes.
And most people are afraid of their fans.
Well, yeah, they're a little scary. And if you've seen, there's SNL does a skit every 2 years or so about the Gathering. It's just a different thing. And
yeah.
They got the face paint and stuff. It's kind of the same thing.
Marty is there tonight, and he's going to be calling in, and it's going to be great. He's participating in the wrestling programming of the event. I would like to point out that last night I spoke to WWE former president Linda McMahon at the Republican National Convention, and we will try to do our best to compare the Gathering of the Juggalos and the Republican National Convention when Marty calls in.
I'm going to say there's a lot of similarities, but real quick.
Shoot.
How was Linda?
Linda was very nice. Linda's actually has a cast on her right foot right now, like a prop, like Cowboy Bob Orton. Maybe three people understood that.
Okay. For a second, I was like, what chair did she kick in? Or who hit her with a table?
Linda McMahon was very nice to me. I have nothing but positive things to say about
she had a cast on.
Former WWE president and former failed Senate candidate Linda McMahon.
Who's the president now?
Vince and Stephanie McMahon.
Wait, is that
she had to resign from her position because she ran for Congress for Connecticut.
She
couldn't have the job at the same time.
Why?
Because you can't run for office. Well,
you can't run for two offices.
Yeah, we can't. It's the whole thing. Everything is absurd. Everything is wonderful.
It's like having a cast on your leg. Just leave it at that. I got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm still having to think about it. Sorry. All right, well, this is Chicago's very own, 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. The news is right now, it's 2:29, and here's Roger Badish.
Social service providers suing Governor Rauner's administration over fallout from the state budget impasse say the stopgap budget won't have meaningful impact. The nearly 100 groups named in a lawsuit filed court documents this week assessing the impact of the partial budget lawmakers recently approved. They're due back in court on Monday. One Hillary Clinton superdelegate says that while Virginia Senator Tim Kaine may seem like a conventional choice for a running mate, he'll balance the ticket well for the general election. Kaine is getting mostly positive reviews as Clinton's choice, but it doesn't do any to soothe disenchanted Bernie Sanders supporters. Governor Rauner has vetoed legislation that would tie the prevailing wage on public construction projects to the nearest union worker wage agreement. Illinois State Chamber of Commerce applauded Friday's veto. He also vetoed bills affecting in-home care workers. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Free furnaces, free air conditioners.
What's this crazy talk from my husband, Dick Hochschild, owner of American Weathermakers?
I was just making the point, Elizabeth, that I hear so many ridiculous offers.
You're right. At American Weathermakers, we don't need misleading offers. We have the best service and honest pricing on the top furnace and air conditioner brands every day.
While other companies shout about low prices and free giveaways, American Weathermakers has quietly become the best heating and air conditioning value in Chicagoland.
And I love that customers trust our American Weathermakers 60-Minute Men to come to their rescue.
If your furnace or air conditioner breaks down day or night, we'll be there in 60 minutes or you get a free $60 gift card for repairs. And we never charge for travel or overtime.
You'll fall in love with American Weathermakers, too.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll-free 855-955-HVAC.
Or visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com.
The President of the United States is coming to the MAC. The 26th president, that is. And tickets are on sale now for the return of Teddy Roosevelt. Presented by Conasec and Dillon Trial Attorneys, it will be August 13th. Join WGN Radio and me, John Williams, at the MAC, College of DuPage, for a unique live stage show in this important presidential year. We'll talk to TR about what was, what is, and what may be in store for America. Get tickets online at WGNRadio.com/events.
And checking WGN Sports, Sox and Cubs split today. The Sox losing to Detroit, Cubs beating Milwaukee. Those four teams play again later tonight. 6:10 start time for both. Detroit at the Cell, taking on the Sox, Cubs in Milwaukee. WNBA, it was Connecticut over the sky, 94-89. Chicago Fire is traveling to New England today for some soccer action. WGN traffic, no delays on our area expressways, tollways, or highways right now. No accidents to report. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Got a heat advisory through 7 o'clock Saturday night for Kendall and Will counties in Illinois, Benton, Jasper, and Newton in Indiana. An excessive heat watch through 7 o'clock Saturday night for Ford, Grundy, Ogle, Iroquois, Kankakee, LaSalle, Lee, and Livingston counties, and an air quality alert for the Chicago area on Saturday. We could possibly see that extended through Sunday. You'll see what I'm talking about when I give you the details. Your Chicago Saturday forecast, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high near 86. The storms continue through Saturday night with a low of around 76 and into Sunday morning. Before 8 o'clock, they should end. Partly sunny Sunday morning with a high near 92 and heat index values as high as 102. On Monday, 20% chance of showers and storms before 8 in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny, high near 80. Temperatures right now, 81 in Skokie and at O'Hare, 83 at Midway, 82 along the lakefront, Lake Michigan water temperature 69, winds out of the west at 6. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Roger Battish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to 720 WGN. I'm Esmeralda Leon, and you're who?
I'm Brandon Weatherby, and I have one quick correction to make before we bring Marty on. The fight that I witnessed in Philadelphia, it was a man beating up a it was a woman beating up a man.
Oh, man.
That's the one that went into the train station. Marty, you there?
I am.
Calling live from the Gathering of the Juggalos, also in the great state of Ohio, is Marty DeRosa. Marty is a fantastic comic that you could see tonight, Saturday, July 23rd, at North as part of the Comedy Exposition of 2016. Marty, what are you doing in Ohio?
I am officially WGN's roving Gathering of the Juggalos reporter, apparently.
What
Don't
is
worry, Orion Samuelson, I'll do this one.
What is?
Yeah, he's always there. Every year, Orion, he couldn't make it. Thank you, Marty.
No problem.
What is the gathering for, I'd say, the 98% of our audience that has no idea what we're talking about?
Well, it is a festival put on by the Insane Clown Posse, and there is music and pro wrestling and just about everything else. It starts, this is the 17th one, and they have their own wrestling company. There's actually wrestling going on right now, and it usually goes much later. This is actually... They started on time. It's amazing. Last year there was pro wrestling at 6 in the morning. Right now.
Bright and early. Now I'm curious, did they go to bed?
I am watching Violent J and a couple other of his crew members wrestle some rednecks. And it's been a wild time. But I will say this, zero fights. Like this crowd... This is like a whole big community, and it's very self-policed, and there's no fights. I feel safer here than being at Lollapalooza.
Now, Marty, I absolutely adore your new podcast. It's called Wrestling with Marty. Was it called Wrestling with Marty and Sarah? I listen to every episode. Marty and Sarah love wrestling. It's wonderful. But if you don't like wrestling, the show might not be for you. And that's why I know if you don't like wrestling, you probably have a depression problem in your life. You should listen to Marty's other show, which is Wrestling with Depression. That one is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
All right.
I like to put wrestling in the title of the thing.
Okay, so you're not just at the Gathering of the Juggalos to enjoy the Gathering of the Juggalos. You're performing at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh, I'm an employee, of course. So, yeah, no, not that I wouldn't come here on my own. There's plenty of cool things to do.
How long have you been there?
I got here yesterday.
Oh, okay.
We did a show. I do multiple things here. I've done comedy. I do ring announcing, all sorts of fun stuff. And then when you're done, you can walk around here and see all the amazing stuff. Slick Rick's going to play in about an hour.
By the way,
that'd be pretty awesome.
It's 3:37 where you are because you're in Ohio.
We're an hour ahead. Yeah, Slick Rick's going on at 4:30.
Why is that a good? Why does this exist? Why? What? You have a show tonight.
Yeah. Well, because a lot of people here might be on extra. They might have extra additives in their body that keeps them up very late at night.
Coffee? So, drinking just a lot of coffee?
A lot of coffee flowing here. So a lot of these coffee connoisseurs aren't ready to go to bed yet. And they slept all day. So they're all ready to hang out and have a good time.
Speaking of possibly illegal substances, I met Linda McMahon last night, and I talked to her about the Republican National Convention. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing that this is the reality in which we live. I spoke to her about her husband, Vince McMahon, and the Republican nominee for president, Donald Trump. And she thinks they're both great showmen. And that she thinks,
of course.
She thinks that Donald's going to be a great president. Do you see any comparisons between the Republican National Convention and the Gathering of the Juggalos?
Well, it's majority white. I will say that.
How can you tell? Because they're wearing makeup.
Well, no, I'm staring at a sea of white people right now.
Okay.
But there is much like the Republicans, there's definitely some other races that are represented. It's not 100%, you know. Also, let's see, they definitely, you know, they're a very tight knit community. I'm sure they totally just, you know, are very friendly to other people. But I got to say, though, you know what? Maybe they're not the same because the Juggalos, they're like the kindest, caring people. And I don't know if everybody that was at that Republican convention, I could say the same thing about.
All right, I'll give you that. Last night, Peter Thiel spoke. Peter Thiel is the... Sorry, I love that.
Someone just got body slammed.
The background of reality. Peter Thiel is one of the men that helped fund Hulk Hogan's suit against Gawker. Marty, as someone that's part of the media and also part of the wrestling community, where do you stand on the Hulk Hogan case?
I think it will be hilarious if he gets all that money for a guy who this time last year was fired from the WWE and they pretty much blackballed him and erased him from the history, which they've been known to do for a couple other people. And everyone thought, oh, that's it for the Hulkster. And then all of a sudden this lawsuit comes around and he might have more money than anybody in wrestling. So if it happens, it'll be very interesting. I know the wrestlers, I did a show a couple weeks back with Scott Hall, and he's like, everybody loves Hulk Hogan because he made everybody rich. So, or at least some money. I don't know if everyone's rich in wrestling. Not a lot of people are rich in wrestling, but you know, the guy definitely made a lot of money for people. So, I think they're rooting for him. And I think, as in wrestling, as in most things, you're in purgatory for a little while, then you can come back. Especially if you have $100 million, you can come back.
That's always the best story, right?
Of course.
You're part of the Comedy Exposition. That's tonight. You're part of the Comedy Exposition on Thursday night. Let's get some plugs in for the Comedy Exposition.
Okay. My show is going to be at North, or at North. That's weird to say. It's going to be at North, which is a very cool bar that is very supportive of stand-up comedy in Chicago. There's shows going on all night there. other shows going on all over Chicago. And the comedy exposition, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
And that's both nights are at North?
What's that?
Are both nights at North?
Well, there's stuff at North. There's stuff at the Hideout. So there's all sorts of stuff going. But yeah, my show tomorrow, 8 o'clock at North.
If you're not going to remember the website comedyexposition.com, but you will remember the website bigstrongboys.com. And if you go to bigstrongboys.com, that will redirect you to the Comedy Exposition site, and that's completely sincere. Marty, is there anything coming up in the WWE universe that you're actually excited about?
I'm very excited for the Brock Lesnar Randy Orton match at SummerSlam. I think that'll be pretty cool if it happens. Brock Lesnar keeps getting popped for these drug tests in UFC, and we'll see how that affects the wrestling world. Sometimes they follow those things. Sometimes they don't. That's the fun thing about wrestling. They kind of decide what they want to follow and what rules they don't want to follow, which is why they're very much like the Republican Party. And I think that'll be pretty interesting. Also, they split up Raw and SmackDown in the WWE, and I think that's kind of cool. It's going to be like two separate companies, so we'll see if that's actually if they stick with it. And I think it's a real cool, fun time to be into wrestling. And if you haven't watched wrestling in a while, everything's kind of starting again. So if you watch Monday Night Raw or Tuesday Night SmackDown Live, you can see kind of the beginning of all this new cool stuff.
Marty, without you, I don't watch wrestling in 2016, so whether that's good or bad is up for debate, but I think it's a good thing, and I thank you for that. You're one of my favorite comics. You're definitely one of my favorite podcasters. Follow him. It's on Twitter. It's @MartyDeRosa. See him tomorrow night at North. Listen to both of the shows. One of them is good if you're a sad person, and one of them is good if you're a happy wrestling person. Marty, enjoy the gathering, and please, please, please drive safe.
Absolutely. Violent J's team just won, so this crowd is going absolutely crazy. So I'm going to
grab
a Faygo and jump in there.
What flavor?
Oh, always grape.
Marty DeRosa calling live from the Gathering of the Juggalos. Marty, we're going to let you go and get Faygoed out. So have fun, buddy.
All right, guys. See you soon.
Yeah, I need a drink as well. So we'll be right back right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hello, everybody. I'm Charles Esten. And when my daughter Addie was diagnosed with leukemia, it was the darkest day of our lives. But the Leukemia Lymphoma Society's Light the Night brings light to that darkness. Light the Night walks are magical events of hope and illumination where thousands of patients, family, friends, and co-workers come together to raise money for the battle against blood cancers. My Addie is a survivor. Won't you join my grateful family and so many others in bringing light to the darkness of cancer at a Light the Night walk near you? Please visit lightthenight.org.
When you shop for shoes, what do you look for? Style or comfort? You can find both at Waxburg's Walk Shop in Niles. And now is the time to visit Waxburg's and take advantage of Waxburg's Summer Blowout Sale. All sandals in stock are 25% off. Plus, you'll save 40 to 50% off additional selected items. And all other inventory is 10% off. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Great savings on great style and comfort. The staff at Waxburg's ensures that you're not left to rummage through some boxes on shelves. Waxburg's professional staff takes the time to listen and help guide you to your choice. Since 1919, Waxburg's has been fitting Chicagoland with the world's most comfortable and best-fitting footwear in sensational styles. From narrows to double extra wides, Waxburg's always has your size in stock. Visit Waxburg's today for their summer blowout sale and save big. Waxburg's is in Niles at 7013 West Dempster between Harlem and Waukegan Road. Visit waxburgs.com or call 847-965-FEET, 847-965-3333.
It's Black Friday in July at Ray and Raymond Chevrolet, and now you can take advantage of our biggest offers of the season. During Black Friday in July, the deals may never be better at Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch, where you get doorbuster savings like 25% off MSRP cashback on most new Chevys. That means thousands of dollars cash back on the hottest lineup of vehicles. From the city to the southern border of Wisconsin, Lake and McHenry counties, Ray and Raymond Chevy are the number one volume Chevy dealerships. With over 1,000 Chevys to choose from and 25% off MSRP cashback available, it's no wonder everyone's going to Ray and Raymond Chevrolet, and you always get their no-hassle pricing. The price you see is what you pay. You never have to worry about paying those hidden fees other dealers charge. Hurry in before July 31st for their best selection and save like never before during their Black Friday in July. Only at Ray Chevy on Route 12 Fox Lake, Raymond Chevy, Route 173 Antioch. Online, it's rayandraymonddeals.com. Offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. This is a manufacturer's program on select models to qualified buyers. Not available with special finance, lease, or other offers. 5% of dealer inventory made available.
33 exhibits, one location, one admission. We're talking about the Volo Auto Museum. If you haven't been to Volo in the past 3 years, you haven't been there. People know Volo for their collection of 400 vintage cars that span from the early 1900s to muscle cars, TV and movie cars, cars once owned by the rich and famous, but they're more than just cars. Do you know who built the first motorcycle? Was it Harley? What powered it? Check out their Life on Two Wheels exhibit, which displays nearly 100 of the rarest bicycles, scooters, and motorcycles. Travel from the 1840s through the 1970s in their new Evolution of Transportation and Lodging Village. See how travel evolved through the different decades, from covered wagons to a groovy VW camper. Walk through an authentically restored 1885 train caboose. See the first snowmobiles. Make a Mickey Mouse toy in their Disney Moldorama. Have your fortune told by Zoltar. Enjoy an animatronic show and so much more. Volo Auto Museum is open daily from 10 to 5. For more info, visit volocars.com.
You don't need to be a car lover to love the Volo Auto Museum.
Oh.
Back on WGN.
My button says off.
7:20 a.m. Esmeralda knows all of the lyrics to all of the jingles.
I am here enough that I know all of them. I should put out a CD.
No, you don't need to do that.
Greatest hits.
I don't think any of your ad hits will bring anybody together.
They would.
I don't.
My voice brings people together in hatred.
You're no. You're beloved. No one hates you. Who hates you?
Yeah, but when I sing, no.
No,
even I'm like,
smile.
No, guys.
People smile, or they smile politely. It's good.
It's the politely.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Okay.
You might you're beloved.
Oh, thank you.
You're easy to like. I am not easy to like.
We've
That's gone
true.
Over this many times.
That's
you know,
true.
Opposites attract.
Yeah.
We're somewhat opposites. We've been doing this together kind of for like almost a decade now.
Oh, my gosh.
We shared an office over a decade ago.
We did.
Yeah.
And that was tumultuous.
And I still like you quite a bit.
Aw.
Yeah.
I kind of like, no, I like you the whole.
That's good.
The whole bit. But
I think that's because we never dated.
Yeah. And I remember actually you asked me once.
What?
Would we have ever dated? I was like, no.
No, I don't think
we would.
No,
dude. No. But you know what? I read some stories this week that made me super sad. Because love is dead. Love is dead. Lady Gaga and Taylor Kinney broke up.
Why does that bum me out?
Like, that's I don't know, because they were adorable.
That sincerely bums me out. Do I just like Lady Gaga because she's a social justice warrior and is on the right side of history? Or do I like her music? Or is it something of both? Or do I like her because she used to live in Chicago or kind of still lives in Chicago?
No, I don't know. I don't know your thing, but my thing is they were just too cute and he was cool with her being weird.
Yeah.
And they would jump in the lake
yeah.
for the polar plunge. And she was like, yeah, I'll do it. And they're so cute together. And then I hear that one. And then I hear Pacey from Dawson's Creek, Joshua Jackson, breaks up with his lady friend, Diane Kruger. She was in Notorious Bastards.
Inglorious Bastards.
Oh, Inglorious. I say Notorious. Same thing. Same thing. That's the movie I saw.
That one is somewhat, I don't care about them. They seem like perfectly fine people.
Well,
I don't want anyone to be sad.
No, see, again, they were together 10 years.
That makes me all of a sudden sad.
So I'm kind of like, oh, guys.
Oh, that's depressing.
I mean, it does say they're going to stay friends.
That's pointless. Don't be friends. Don't ever talk to your ex again.
That is true. I saw some article a bit back that said that if your ex wants to be friends with you, they're psychopaths. Which kind of, I'm like, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really friends with any.
Exactly.
There's a bunch of. Oh, this sounds weird. I'm a married man. There's a few exes that I talk to and are very cordial.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm not angry at anybody. I'm not mad at anybody.
Yeah. But
I am. But then I just don't talk to them. But the ones I do, I'm civil.
You're not calling to catch up on the day's events.
Exactly. We're not like best buds, and I'm not like, hey, dude, we should go grab lunch.
Yeah, I don't get that.
No. I do not do that whatsoever. But I'm super bummed about these. This makes me think that love is dead. And then just after this, I see a whole thing of the biggest celebrity splits and divorces. And I just wanted to do a quick little thing. Because I was real bummed. I just want to do a little in memoriam. to the celebrities who split up this past year. And the year's not even over yet. All right. So Lady Gaga and Taylor Kinney pour a little out.
We're also assuming you're not driving.
Have your coffee, the water, poured out the window. Again, Pacey, Justin Redaction, Jackson, and Diane Kruger.
But it was mostly Pacey and Notorious Bastards.
Yeah. Hey, that's the movie I saw on a bootleg tape. Demi Lovato and Wilmer Valderrama.
They should have never been together. He is too old for her.
Well, they were together for a very long time. Oh, and the one that was the big one, T-Swift and Calvin Harris. I thought they were going to make it. It was a year.
Taylor Swift is a horrible human being, and Kanye West has been right about everything.
I thought they were so happy together. Why?
Because Taylor Swift is a horrible human being.
And then Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
You're restoring my faith in love.
They died.
They died.
It's over.
They died.
Their love died.
Yes.
Their love died. And from what we've heard, he beat it out of her.
No puns. No jokes about that.
That's what I heard.
I'm not doing that. No, I do not stand by that at all. Domestic violence is never okay.
It's not.
Listen to Lady Gaga.
Then the worst one in my... Oh.
They're a very good group.
No, this song is... Kat Von D. She does them tattoos.
Yeah, I know them tattoos.
And Steve-O.
They were together. That is both happy and sad.
They were together. Not for a long time, but they were together. I would like to call them Von Devo.
Why couldn't that be a thing?
Yeah, Von Devo
is
over.
That one hurts.
There was a whole other bunch, but I didn't care about them.
Sure, I understand.
Lots of no names.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Sure.
But these are the big ones. I was real bummed. And I think I'm going to go cry in a corner now. You listen to this. We'll be right back. And I'll take with me the
memories to be my sunshine. Never miss a story with Chicago's very own news team.
I'm Steve Gortanich on Chicago's very own.
I'm Kim Gordon on Chicago's very own.
Veronica Carter on Chicago's very own.
On 720.
WGN.
Back on WGN Radio 720. Esmeralda.
I've composed myself.
What is the breakup song that you used to listen to that would instantly make
There's
you
so
feel?
Many.
Give me one.
The big one is Ella, I think it's Ella Fitzgerald. I'm going to cry.
That's a sincere one. I thought you were going to say LMFAO.
No, when I cry hard.
Yeah, that's actually legit good. I think I got some Elliott Smith in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's just sad.
Yeah, I know.
Like, anytime I listen to it, I get real bummed.
Yeah, that's exactly why I would listen to it. What is the one song that would just instantly take you out of that?
Oh, probably a Beatles song. I would say When I'm 64.
That's the one?
How adorable is that?
Because
he's
one?
Like, will you still be with me when I'm 64?
But after you break up with somebody, that's the song.
I know,
you,
but
like,
then it restores, now, and I'm like, oh.
Now I got to start over and find someone by the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and then they'll be all, we'll be
a
old together.
Plan. That sounds a lot more difficult.
Yeah. You know no, what? And then I'll listen to like Blackbird and then
what?
Start crying again.
Yeah, okay, that makes more sense. I thought
yeah.
that was going to be your happy song. I like to listen to Here Comes the Sun and think about all the times Ivanka Trump came out on the Republican National Convention stage.
She's a bright sun.
She's a bright sun. That was a song that she came out to.
Okay, really?
Yeah, that was a song she came out to last night. I got to stop saying last night because it's technically 2 nights ago at this point.
2 nights, yeah, because today
night,
is Saturday.
It's currently Saturday. That was weird because I don't know if you noticed this, but G.E. Smith was the band leader. You might know him from the great show that is recorded live on Saturdays called Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the house band leader. That was really weird when you find out that the guy from SNL that possibly did a lot of drugs is the band leader for the RNC.
Yeah. Do you think it was just a gig or do you think it was like, yes?
No, he did it 4 years ago. He's in.
Oh, so he's into it.
Yeah.
I mean, hey. People do their things.
Yeah, I don't care what
do
side
your
of
thing,
the
buddy.
Just anytime you see anybody from the SNL band, it's a little weird.
Was he wearing a hat?
No, but he definitely did all of the poses for photos that you could want,
like fingers.
Little
like finger guns?
Sort of a finger gun. Like, I'm going to hold the neck of a guitar and give you a thumbs up.
Do you do any peace signs?
He did a peace. I've seen it. I saw him do a peace sign.
Thumbs up.
The song that they played, though, before that, this is my absolute favorite song of the entire convention, was The Faces Stay With Me.
What's that?
The Faces Stay With Me is a song that you and I have enjoyed in the Hungry Brain.
Really?
In Chicago. I'd say about 24 times.
Who sings it?
The Faces.
Oh.
Stay With Me is the name of the song.
Oh, okay.
Rod Stewart.
I thought it was The Faces Stay With Me.
No,
I was like, I've never heard that song ever.
You know it.
Okay. No, well, now I figured it out. It's The Faces with their song,
Stay With Me. Yeah. Did you ever? Why don't you just Google the lyrics and then you'll understand why that was maybe the most appropriate, not appropriate song to play at the Republican National Convention.
And so did they play this
right
like in between?
Yeah. So the band plays live in between speakers or anything they needed to do to change the set. So for Mr. Trump's speech, they brought out a new podium for him to speak. I don't know if you noticed it. It was slightly different than all the rest.
Hey, Shanta, could you find it for us? I want to hear it.
It's a fantastic song.
So The Faces?
Yeah, it's a...
What's the song?
Stay With Me.
And it's called Stay With Me.
Yeah, it's great. You know it. Trust me, you know it. And
I probably won't. That'll be embarrassing for you.
Candidate Trump doesn't drink alcohol at all. And this song is all about maybe we should get trash together and then you come home with me and I'm going to never call you again or talk
to you
again.
Okay, well, apparently we have it. Let's hear it.
Yeah. It's...
Digging it? Yeah. See, I don't listen to the lyrics. I just hear this and I'm like, yeah.
The three first lines are in the morning. Don't say you love me. Because I'll only kick you out of the door.
That's so... Sorry. Sorry about it. Sorry, not sorry. I just hear Rod Stewart's gorgeous voice.
Rod Stewart is the most underrated, but overhyped rock and roll singer of all time.
I think that song is awesome.
It is. It's amazing.
The lyrics, I probably, like all of those people there, were not listening.
Yeah, but most of the people there were old enough to know the song from when it first came out.
Oh, you think?
Okay. I was there on the floor with them, and everyone
and
was dancing.
Like, the faces!
And I wanted to...
The faces. Faces!
I wanted to dance with them, but I could not do that because
Why?
I am a bipartisan reporter, and it's not appropriate for me to dance...
It's unethical?
...and clap at a political convention.
To a song.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to do that, so I didn't do that.
Yeah, what else did you not?
I was a bipartisan representative for WGN. I'm not supposed to
dance to faces.
To dance to anything.
No one was asking you to like grab one of the delegates and start.
I think that is an endorsement. Once you grab delegates, you're endorsing a party, and that's just not appropriate. An appropriate reporter does not do that.
I think that would be throwing an olive branch of niceness out.
No, that's not how anything works.
I would be like, hey, what about if you didn't touch them but just stood by them and danced?
No.
What if you just shook their hand and then kind of shuckle it like side to side?
I'm going to ignore you. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. It is 2:59 and 45 seconds and it is time for the news.
And we have the news. We have a special guest, Patty Vasquez, in the studio with us. And we're going to do the news right now.
This is great.
Was she asking you how you take your shirt off?
You ready, Roger?
No, she already asked me that earlier. Remember, we talked about it. I got buttons.
Patty was...
Wait, is she in there now?
Yeah, she's
in here now.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Go on, Roger. Do your job.
Thank you. Mostly cloudy 81 at O'Hare. We're hearing from an American college student who witnessed the aftermath of yesterday's mass shooting in Munich, Germany. 10 people dead, including the gunman, identified by authorities as an 18-year-old German-Iranian dual citizen. It's believed he committed suicide. Duke University student Thamina Stoll witnessed people fleeing the scene from her window and recorded the chaos with her cell phone.
People were confused. Nobody really knew what was going on. There were still people inside the mall, and the sirens just wouldn't stop.
parts of Munich this morning are opening up to public. The transit system has been restarted. It had been closed down most of the night. North Miami City officials have released the personnel recorded for the officer who shot an unarmed black behavioral therapist last week. Cell phone video of the incident shows Charles Kinsley lying on the ground with his hands in the air before he was shot. Officer Jonathan Aletta, a four-year department veteran and member of the SWAT team, has been put on paid administrative leave. A second police officer has been suspended without pay for allegedly filing an inaccurate police report. City Manager Larry Spring says city leaders will address community concerns about the shooting.
I'm well aware of the public sentiment. We have received hundreds of calls and emails, both at our police department and at City Hall. I can assure you, we are listening.
Hillary Clinton has tapped Virginia Senator Tim Kaine to be her running mate, setting the stage for a fall clash with Donald Trump and Mike Pence. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Clinton announced her choice in a barrage of tweets and text messages to supporters, declaring she's thrilled to have Kaine join the Democratic ticket. A longtime political ally, Kaine's a former governor of Virginia and mayor of Richmond, who could help deliver a key battleground state to Clinton in the fall. And although the 58-year-old Harvard-trained lawyer and Spanish-speaking former missionary is a staunch Democrat, Kaine's also considered a consensus builder. He's got ties to oil and gas companies and calls himself a traditional Catholic who has personal qualms about abortion. Mark Smith, Washington.
He can't say it enough.
I am a strong advocate for teachers. Always have been, always will be. I'm very proud of my business. I work for teachers. And as governor, I've increased state support for schools to record levels. I want more resources for our teachers. I want them empowered.
Governor Rauner doing damage control the day after an email was released in which he said half of Chicago's teachers are virtually illiterate. He says he wrote that 5 years ago out of frustration at the pace of change in the public school system. At the time, he was a large donor to an education reform group. A triple shooting in South Suburban Calumet City wounded three people, including a woman who is 7 months pregnant. 21-year-old Glenisha Owens was shot 13 times in the legs and hands, bullet also grazing her stomach. Her mother says the shootings need to stop.
It happens every day. Now I'm standing in some other parent's shoes. It's just fortunate that my daughter made it because it could have been totally different.
Owens and the baby are expected to survive. Her boyfriend, 23-year-old Stephen Taylor, was shot multiple times, is in critical condition at the hospital. No one's in custody. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Orion Samuelson here, and you know I buy my vehicles from the Gary Lang Auto Group in McHenry because I know I will always receive outstanding customer care from their knowledgeable and friendly sales associates. Take a look at a stylish new Cadillac and buy it from Gary Lang, a dealer you can trust. During Gary Lang Cadillac's Heat Is On sales event, take advantage of a no-money-down lease. That's right, no money out of pocket, and drive home today in a brand-new 2016 Cadillac. Don't just take my word for it. Go to Gary Lang Cadillac in McHenry, a dealer you can trust. Experience the Gary Lang difference for yourself during Gary Lang Cadillac's Heat Is On sales event now through July 31st. Hurry in while selections are at their best. Visit GaryLangCadillac.com and view their entire inventory 24/7. And remember, if it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, you probably paid too much.
Leases are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. To qualify, credit. See dealer for details.
On one night, we all stand together.
Let's build a world where cancer is no more.
Hollywood's biggest and brightest stars will take center stage.
Let's build that world where every cancer patient says and believes, I will survive.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up to cancer. A one-night event, live Friday, September 9th at 8, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers.
Checking WGN Sports, White Sox losing to Detroit 7-5, and the Cubs beat Milwaukee 5-2. They will all play again tonight. 6:10 is the start time for both games, Detroit at the Cell, Cubs in Milwaukee. WNBA action, Connecticut over the Sky 94-89, Chicago Fire in New England today in Major League Soccer action. Checking WGN traffic, got an accident blocking the right lane on the northbound Dan Ryan Express lanes at 47th Street. And there are no other accidents to report that we can see right now. Did want to remind you that downtown streets are now being closed as they get ready to set up for the Lollapalooza Music Festival, which will be taking place from July 28th through July 31st. They're already starting to close off streets and get that all set up. And checking the rest of the traffic on our charts here, we are looking at delay-free travel right now on the area expressways, tollways, and highways. Your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, we have three main alerts for you. One's a heat advisory through 7 o'clock Saturday night for Kendall and Will County, Benton, Jasper, and Newton County in Indiana, an excessive heat watch through 7 o'clock Saturday night for Ford, Grundy, Ogle, Iroquois, Kankakee, LaSalle, Lee, and Livingston counties, and an air quality alert for the Chicago area today. The weather forecast, 20% chance for showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon, mostly sunny, though, high near 86. It'll get down to 76 Saturday night with a 60% chance of storms through the night. Sunday, the rain continues till about 8 o'clock in the morning. Partly sunny, high near 92, but heat index values on Sunday near 102. On Monday, a 20% chance for showers and storms before 8 in the morning. Mostly sunny, high near 80. Temperature is now 80 at O'Hare, 81 at Oak Brook and Midway, and along the lakefront. Lake Michigan water temperature 69, winds out of the west at 3, humidity at 87%. I'm Roger Badish in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes. On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
And we're back. I'm Esmeralda Leon. And you are?
Brandon Weatherby. This is good. What? Yeah. This is good. Thank you.
We're on WGN Radio 720.
I know I should be telling you what this is. No, figure it out yourself. That's going to be the fun of radio tonight.
Can I Shazam it?
Figure out what we're listening to.
Let's just Shazam. I'll Shazam it.
No.
No.
Turn it off. No more. No more hints. Thank you.
So wait, what is it?
I have no idea. I'll find out at the break. I should know. It doesn't matter.
We're not. I'm not that hip, so sorry.
You can find out. No, stop doing that. Don't.
I'm not.
Please don't do that. I don't like that about you or anybody else.
Well, I am.
I'm
not
blank. I'm blank.
You're so positive.
I'm trying to be positive here. Hip is all relative.
Ooh, maybe we're changing.
What?
Because in the beginning, when I first met you, you were very much.
No.
You were an ogre.
I was an ogre.
You were Shrek.
I was Shrek.
You starred in those movies fantastically.
Thank you.
But no. And I was positive. And now I'm getting grumpy.
Yeah. I'm
and
definitely
you're getting happier.
Getting less grumpy with age, which is very nice.
Yeah. It could be because you have a wife.
It is exactly because I have a wife.
I have a boyfriend. But that's not why I'm grumpy.
No.
But I
that
used
being said,
to be.
You used to be a lot grumpier before this boyfriend.
Yeah.
So.
I was.
I like this boyfriend.
Yeah. No, everyone does.
Let's give out his name and address.
We call him V.
What? Why? Seriously?
They gave him that name a long time ago. I told you that. Anyway, so when I did not know him, I used to use all those dating apps, OkCupid, and Tinder.
So you used Tinder?
Yes.
Did you like using Tinder?
No, I hated it.
What did you not like about Tinder?
Because no one talks. And when they do, they say awful things to you, for the most part.
Like
dirty, weird things.
They instantly go dirty.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the oddest thing. I'm hoping maybe this will help. Tinder just launched a feature to let people go on group dates.
I like this idea.
I like it, too. But because everything has to get ruined, people are now thinking...
Group sex.
Yes, that they might get confused that it's a way to find group sex.
I mean, you got to know that going in, that that's a possibility.
Right.
And if you know that going in, you could probably say in your profile, hey, I don't want this.
I mean, you do, and then people send you awful things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no one cares.
Boy.
It's really tough on that Tinder. I'm hoping, with this Pokemon business, that this will be better. I think this is adorable. There is a new app for Pokemon Go players called Pokedates.
Okay, I would just like to point out our fantastic producer printed out maybe 20 stories just on Pokemon Go.
Because there's so many, I keep finding them.
And I understand.
I love Pokemon Go.
And I understand
wait,
that you're
are
saying
you playing,
that sarcastically.
Roger?
Yes,
no,
I am.
Roger, you're not playing. You're a liar.
Wait.
We could see the camera. Show me
Excuse
your phone.
Me.
To
All prove right, hold on
this,
a second.
I do not believe you.
I've been playing up here. I got like about five drowsies up here.
How
I got
many?
A star you.
They're hanging around in the newsroom?
Oh, yeah.
Are they wearing little newsroom
hold
hats?
The camera. Hold the phone up
just
to the camera,
right,
and
so,
I won't believe you.
All right,
you.
Hold on. So.
Yeah, I could see. Oh, you actually are.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. It's on. I'm with you. Come on.
Well, you gotta wait like an hour for this thing to load.
Okay.
You know.
The fact that you actually have a complaint about an app makes me realize you are telling the truth.
Which is why I don't have that many apps.
Now, are you...
Because I can't stand them.
Are you getting out and finding Pokemon?
No, I don't. I sit at home and I wait for them to come to me.
No, that is the opposite of this entire
app,
Roger.
No, it's not. It depends on your perspective.
He's right, actually.
You know, and yeah, but... I replenish, on the weekends, I replenish the Pokeballs because there's about 10 different locations right in the Tribune Tower where
oh,
you
wow.
can... All right, so now it's,
the
now
fact
it's
that,
stuck. It's...
The fact that you brought this up is absolutely perfect, which leads to one of our 20 stories about Pokemon Go. This is from NBC News. Now you can pay someone to play Pokemon Go so you don't have to.
Oh, now that's just stupid.
Well, yeah, that's stupid. That's
I wouldn't
stupid
do that.
Part. That's
yeah,
the
but
stupid
that would work
part.
For you since you don't go out and find them.
It doesn't matter. I have fun watching everybody else going out. We were driving back from the hospital the other night. And there were two. There was a couple walking on McCormick Boulevard, mm-hmm. and I told my wife, who's not on the internet or any of that stuff, she has no idea what's going on. And I said,
"Wait,
oh,
hold
look
on,
at those
stop,
two. What?
Stop! Don't just dismiss someone that doesn't use the internet.
She
they have no idea what's going on.
She has no idea about Pokemon Go. She has no idea what it is.
I think if you call your wife right now, she would say, "I have an idea of what Pokemon Go
well,
is.
Now
well,
she does.
She does because I told her."
So she knows what's
night.
Going on.
Well,
so
now,
you're a liar.
But she didn't at that time.
That's how
so
all
for one
information
brief second.
Works. You don't have it, and then you do.
Right.
Roger, I can't believe you didn't tell her beforehand. You're a newsman.
Well, I bet she doesn't need to know about the Pokemon Go.
Maybe you let her
she
decide what
care.
She needs to know.
Yeah, Roger. You should give her news updates.
She gets
on the
enough
hour.
Of she has the radio on 24/7.
Because she's a supportive
she
partner.
Does. No, it's not. I won't say what she listens. Oh, here we go. All right, so,
are you fine? See? Did you find something?
Yeah. All of a sudden, your phone magically
get?
Loaded Pokemon
well, I didn't
Go.
Find anything?
But, oh, but there's no.
Well, that's great.
Let me bring my microphone up.
Is there someone
moves.
There?
No, there's nobody.
This
yeah,
also leads
me.
Us to a different Pokemon Go story.
And now I can because there's two locations.
Yes.
Where I can now get some free Pokeballs. Look at all of them pop up there. Look at all
you did
my
that.
God!
Look
I got
at all
three.
That information
minute,
you're
do
giving
it.
Away. And
look
what?
At there we go.
Perfect.
So I got three of them. Okay, so now I just sit and wait for Pokemon to show up. I just stand there. I stand in the middle of the street.
But you're not.
Are
in
you
the middle
writing
of
a
the
poem?
Street.
Are you writing a beautiful poetic poem?
I stand in the middle of the street.
Waiting.
Pokemon. Pokemon hiding. No. Oh, wait a minute.
I'm a
Ooh.
Now, do you at least go throughout the building and look for them, or you just stick to the newsroom?
I'll walk around I'll walk down the hallway and then back again.
Oh, that's
great. I think I've got about 12 tonight already.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got Jinx.
All right, well, we'll let you go play with Jinx.
Do you have Jinx Monsoon?
Right,
I got Jinx. Come on already. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm
all right,
gonna do
well,
it. Wait, this
we're
is
gonna
live.
Let you play with Jinx. We're gonna go to a break right now, all right?
Have
You're
fun.
Listening to 720 WGN.
The Liberty Bell, sports fans that boo Santa Claus, and a bunch of Democrats running around looking for a cheesesteak. I'll preview the Democratic convention and Hillary's coming out party.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Steve Cochran has Chicago's conversation Monday morning on 720 WGN.
We had put on an addition to the house several years before that, and I changed the small dining room I had to the old family room. So that I made my dining room because it was much larger. So what I had Mega do is knock the wall out between the kitchen and the old dining room and expand my kitchen all the way into that old dining room. And they did an excellent job. It looks like that was always the way the kitchen was.
We are talking today with Mega customer Kathleen Dittman of Algonquin.
My kitchen and went from blah to being a wow kitchen. And then they redid the bathrooms. I had the cabinets changed in the powder room and the full bath. I can't say enough about the people. They are just so friendly.
One Mega call does it all.
847-658-8989. 847-658-8989. Mega.
megapros.com.
One mega call does it all.
Get ready for a special offer from Classic Draperies.
I'm John Anthony from Classic Draperies. Do you stay up late at night dreaming about how nice it would be to have beautiful new draperies and blinds for your home? Maybe some 2-inch wood blinds for the office, waterfall Romans for the family room, shears, drapes, and a fancy valance for the living room. Well, your dreams can come true if you call Classic Draperies right now for your free in-home estimate. Dial 773-CLASSIC now and save up to 50% off retail. You don't even have to get out of bed. Just reach over for your phone and dial 773-CLASSIC. The phone number is so easy to remember. We'll bring out beautiful drapery fabrics and exciting design ideas right to your home. Choose your drapes where you use your drapes. At Classic Draperies, we give your windows the treatment they deserve. Now remember, for drapery shop at home, just pick up that phone and dial 773-CLASSIC today. That's 773-CLASSIC. Call now, 773-CLASSIC.
Amazing results. I purchased this product with hopes that it would help prevent mold and mildew. My wife constantly suffers allergy attacks ranging from nasal congestion to irritated skin. Within just 3 days, her allergy attacks have ceased, and even after 3 weeks have not returned. She no longer wakes up congested and doesn't have to cover her entire body in medicated lotion due to allergy attacks. As the old saying goes, happy wife, happy life. This outcome was not expected, but what an amazing outcome. I will be using this product throughout the rest of my home every couple of months because my family's health and happiness are worth every penny this product costs. Would recommend to anyone.
The product? From Healthful Home, Fog U Mold. Fog U Mold, available at select Ace Hardware stores or visit homemoldtest.com. That's homemoldtest.com.
Time to take sides. Watch the Chicago Cubs battle the Chicago White Sox for the Crosstown Cup next Tuesday through Thursday on WGN-TV, where Chicago's very own play. I imagine Roger wearing a little Pokemon hat.
Why are we listening to Herman Cain's 2012 concession speech?
Wah, wah, wah. Did you catch more, Roger?
I actually got Jinx. That's my second one.
That's the second Pokemon you've ever caught?
No. That's the second Jinx I've caught.
Why aren't you listening to him?
I have a mesmerizing voice. Ooh.
All right.
That worked out real well.
Yeah.
Well, hey, by the way, I'm Esmeralda Leon.
Brandon Weatherby, I am not a Pokemon Go character, to my knowledge.
Should be the next step. They just make people into
Pokemon. Oh, that will be.
And then you capture the people.
There's a real fine line about what we're talking about.
It'd be a bit
much. I'm going to stop talking about.
That could go badly.
Yeah. For obvious, not obvious reasons. So I saw no one playing it at the RNC. Not one.
But they were playing the video games.
Yeah, I saw no one playing it.
But you said they had video games?
Yeah, that was in the media row, though.
What kind of video games?
They had old school Galaga and stuff like that, but they also had NBA 2K16.
So they had old and new.
They had like the old arcade and then like new Xbox games.
Maybe can places not be things? Those pokey stops and stuff. Maybe the RNC was like, no, we don't want any around here. So then no one could play because there's nothing going on.
Well, they were setting up the convention floor. There were reports like, oh, the RNC is a Pokemon Go gym.
Oh, so you would think people would just pound it.
But like you said before you were on air, the majority of the people there were of an older age. Roger, right. This is nothing against you.
Yeah, Roger's an outlier.
I think you are an outlier, sir.
An outlier?
That's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just
an outland?
Yeah, it's an outland.
Okay.
Yeah, if we were to put dots on a page.
Yeah.
Yeah. In other words, you're too old for this stuff. Yeah.
I'm not too old for this. I may be too slow, but I'm not too old.
No, actually, it's you're too old for this because you should be more concerned about your privacy settings because of your age. Because you are old enough to understand that this phone, they now have.
Oh, I know.
And you're completely okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm an old guy. But what are they going to do with me?
Do you ever use your phone to pay for things?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's all.
Okay.
Look in the settings, Roger. That's all we're going to tell you.
I've already looked in the settings. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Have you changed your Pokemon Go settings?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you? Or are you just saying that like some kid that just said, yeah, I just brushed my teeth?
I think you should
hold up your phone and show us your settings on your Pokemon
and
Go.
And then put up your passwords and your social
security. I'm not putting up my passwords and social.
If you're not willing to put up your social security number for us to read
For the whole world to see.
I don't understand why you're playing Pokemon Go.
Now, a place where I know they're going to be playing Pokemon Go, because they're crazy nerds over there. That's all they do.
Is where?
Comic-Con. San Diego.
Ooh, yeah.
Started Thursday.
That is yesterday, depending on when you woke up.
Oh, yeah. Today's Saturday. No.
It's technically Saturday, but for most people, it's Friday night still. Because we like to publish.
Right. But it started Thursday. I'll say that.
That is correct.
It started Thursday, and I've always been jealous. I'm not that big of a pop culture. I mean, okay, pop culture, yes, but not into a lot of the things they're into. Like, I don't want to go dress up and certain cartoon movies and things like that. I'm not into it that much.
Sure.
The cosplay. You're not into.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I like how you said that. Cosplay.
Cosplay, buddy.
Cosplay.
You're an outlier.
Costume. Costume.
He's learning.
You're just saying words in different pronunciations. That's what you're doing. You're not learning anything.
By the way, I know
you're staring
a guy
at your phone trying to throw a fake ball at a fake thing.
Oh, he's running.
There
he
is.
Oh, there goes Jinx.
So I actually know a guy, and you know a guy, too.
Who
does a voice.
Who?
Actually, he's done a couple of voices, and he's at Comic-Con.
Who?
And, wow. Is that like a
owl? I don't know.
Well, you all know him.
Okay. I know a lot of people, Roger.
Is this a riddle?
Yeah.
Tell me. He used to be Bozo.
Really?
Yep.
Bozo's there?
Bozo is there, and he lives out in L.A., and he does voiceover work now
on a
lot of these anime cartoons.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
And he's at
the Comic-Con now.
I want to do the anime
voices. I'm sorry,
but
my bat phone's ringing.
His Pokemon phone. They're calling him now. No, there's a bunch of stuff. So I'm not that big into it, but it just seems like a really cool place because almost all the cool movies show up to do panels, all the great TV shows. And I was watching a couple of things, and I didn't even know that they were making this a TV show, The Exorcist.
Yeah.
It's going to be on Fox.
Which I don't think is a bad idea.
It's going to be, and it's filmed here in Chicago.
Which does not make sense to me.
No.
I love Chicago.
No,
clearly.
So do I.
It's my favorite city in the world.
That has such a specific thing.
It's becoming Dick Wolf City, though. There's more than enough Chicago on TV.
Right. And this is different. This is not Dick Wolf.
It should still be in Washington, D.C., though. This is the one Washington, D.C. film that's not centered around politics.
Right. Well, too bad. It's ours now. Gina Davis is in it.
I love Gina Davis.
The super smart
Gina
Davis.
Fantastic.
Have you seen, if you love her, have you seen A Long Kiss Goodnight?
No, I haven't. Should I?
The movie is so good.
Is it really?
Samuel L. Jackson.
I know.
Craig Bierko.
There's also been a lot of stuff that isn't good. You know that, right? You know those three Star Wars movies? Not very good.
All right. Well, come on. Would you say no to a Star Wars movie?
He asked to be in it. Also,
exactly.
I would also like some money. So, no, I wouldn't say no to anything like that.
But if someone's like, hey, you get to be in a Star Wars movie, I would just be like, okay, cool.
Yes, but you could say that almost about any movie where you collect a paycheck.
No, because there's a meaning behind Star Wars, even if you're not that into
it. I'm going to get paid forever because of conventions?
Yes, that too. But you know, just the nostalgia bit of it. It's like, oh, Star Wars. I have a lightsaber, and I might get a toy. I might become a toy.
Yeah, I like all of the gestures that no one else can see. They're both the mixture
I
of
talk
like
with
70s
my
funk and disco and like a really bad street magician.
I talk with my hands, so this me working in radio is perfect.
You talk with your hands. You make little puppet things, and you talk.
Yep.
Chatting back and forth. Ooh,
so now
that.
It's two people that get paid to talk on microphones for a living, not using their voice to describe the hand motions that they're making. You guys
making
are pros.
Little hand puppet movements.
Thank you.
You're
someone,
welcome.
Yeah, no, someone once had me sit on my hands. It was the worst ever.
Really?
I just kept moving my shoulders.
As a teacher?
No, just a friend of mine. She was like, just try it.
Yeah.
And it's just I'm like moving my
we
shoulders.
We had a teacher in high school like that too. If you started like gesturing too much, while you were talking. They would make you sit on your hand. It's one of the hardest things in the world to do.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good about it, actually, which is me saying I'm a better public speaker than both of you. Thank you so much for having me. I will never make the mistake of just talking with my hands. I will use my voice, and I will try to express myself in a way that everyone understands me over the airwaves. Fantastic.
Okay. So have you seen anything from the Comic-Con?
Yes. There's one preview that came out late last night that I am incredibly excited about, and it's the Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Punisher, Luke Cage mashup.
Oh.
The Defenders.
Exactly.
Is that a thing in the comics?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's,
Marvel.
It's going to be in 2017, and they're using Come As You Are as their promo song, and it's really, really, really well done.
And is this on Netflix or is it a movie?
It's Netflix.
It's going to be Netflix.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Jessica Jones, but I hear very good things.
Excellent series.
I love that actress.
Yeah.
I forget her name.
The Bee in Apartment 23.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Did you watch Daredevil?
No, the Netflix series?
Yes.
No. Again.
What is wrong
I've heard
with
good
you?
Things. I know. I've heard so
How do you
many good
even
things.
Sit in the same room with her? My goodness.
I haven't watched. You know what? I've been watching. I'm busy watching Albert Brooks movies. That Nick DiGilio suggests I watch.
Yeah,
it's
you
about
should do that.
Time.
Yeah, he had me watch Lost in America.
You should definitely chastise people to get them to enjoy the same pop culture that you enjoy. That always works.
Roger's too cool.
I'm always too cool. I saw Albert Brooks movies when they first came out.
I wasn't that born yet. Probably was born. It's not an argument. I saw the trailer for The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I stopped watching it.
Same.
Three seasons in, but this looked kind of awesome to the point where I might just read things to catch up and then watch it. Because I hear there's lulls and things and it's like, no, it's not good here and here. But there's a lot of people on there that I have no clue.
Sure.
But you know what? Let's go to a break and then we'll talk more about Comic-Con because there's so much more to speak of right here on WGN.
It's the hottest new local incubator. It's called 2112, a music incubator that's trying to help musicians and others make it big in the entertainment industry. We'll talk to the CEO at 5:08.
The opening bell, Monday morning at 5 on 720 WGN.
Radio 720 with Esmeralda Leone. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and we are talking about what we are kind of sort of excited about at Comic-Con / not really being at Comic-Con. Have you been to anything like it? Have you been to Wizard World?
Yeah, I've been to the Wizard World.
Okay.
Where I got to meet Space Ghost and had dinner with him.
But because of work?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not a normal thing.
No, he invited us.
Okay, us.
Because he had the hots for the promo lady that was, because I was the intern, and he had the hots for the PA that was with me.
So that's not that's not a standard comic.
No, Space Ghost does not just go have dinner with everybody.
How does Space Ghost look in real life?
He's an old dude. He's balding.
Cool.
He's a middle-aged guy. He had to take some pills after the dinner. It was hilarious.
Did Space Ghost go coast to coast with anybody that night, or did it not?
No, he did not.
Oh,
I think he just went straight to bed after we had Lalo's.
He got tuckered out.
Yeah.
Space Ghost got tired.
He was cool, though, because because I was just fangirling out completely, because I love Space Ghost. And he did the voices for the Brack Show.
So
it was an adult
swim. He was Brack as well.
No, he was the father in Brack.
Oh, that's great.
So the guy with the axe. So he was doing them, and we were in the Lalo's Mexican restaurant that is now Geno's East. And he was doing all the voices. And I'm just like peeing my pants, excited. And the PA that was could care less. She did not have any. She was just like, whatever, I'm eating my tacos and leaving.
Favorite Space Ghost episode?
Knifing Around.
Yes, hands down. You got it. Second favorite? Nobody Cares Moby.
Oh, yeah.
That's number two.
There's a Moby. He did one with Conan, too, I think.
Oh, yeah. Conan is there all week, by the way.
By the way, he did not message back. I tried to get Andy Richter because I don't know why I would think. I tried to pull it as I said, WGN Chicago.
Listen,
in Chicago.
Andy Richter's got to sell some lotto tickets. He's a pretty busy guy.
He's busy. He's co-hosting. He's doing other stuff. I saw they had a promo for the Comic-Con. It looked super cool.
Yes, they did. It's fantastic. It's a Facebook ad right now.
Okay, well, right now this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. It's 3:30, and here's Roger Badish.
Governor Rauner signed a law limiting police use of technology that can collect cell phone data and track phone locations. Republican took action Friday on technology, often known by the brand name Stingray, that collects phone usage data on targets of criminal investigations, but also on the hundreds of other cell phones in the area. Another funeral scheduled today for one of the three law enforcement officers shot and killed in Baton Rouge. Brad Garofalo, a 45-year-old East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's deputy, is described by friends as a man committed to public service and devoted to his family. A Florida man has been identified as the pilot killed when a small plane crashed in northern Illinois. Will County Coroner's office identified him as 58-year-old Gary Bernardo of Lake Worth, Florida. The Piper plane took off from Florida, landed in Tennessee, and was headed to Wisconsin at the time of the crash Thursday in a Plainfield neighborhood where it torched the side of a home. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Experience the golden age of rail travel. Pullman cars are historically accurate. Modern conveniences meet style, ambiance, and craftsmanship. With first-class personalized Pullman service and five-star dining and spirits, the journey is just as anticipated as the destination. The current journey is Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta, September 29th through October 3rd. Every detail is taken care of, including hotels, meals, tours, transfers, and access to the Gondola Club in Albuquerque for the Balloon Fiesta. Book today at travelpullman.com.
Talk about opening doors. Tom, your new line of entry doors are gorgeous.
They are. We now carry a new line of mahogany and alder entry doors at Builder Supply Outlet. They're pre-finished and will last for years.
And the prices are just amazing.
You know Builder Supply Outlet. We're all about the quality, expert advice, and most of all, the incredible outlet price.
But you have so much more than just entry doors. Every time I come in here, I see so many new things.
When you shop for cabinets, countertops, vanities, flooring, and doors from Builder Supply Outlet, you get the highest quality products and the best customer service.
That's why homeowners and contractors come to Builder Supply Outlet from Indiana, Wisconsin, and all over Chicagoland.
Nobody can beat our selection, quality, service, and price. Nobody.
Builder's Supply Outlet is just 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview.
Or visit BuilderSupplyOutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder Supply Outlet.
WGN Sports, it'll be Detroit taking on the Sox at the Cell, 6:10 tonight, first pitch, after Detroit beat them yesterday, 7-5. And Cubs staying in Milwaukee, also a 6:10 start to their game, tanking on the Brewers, who they beat yesterday 5-2. The Sky losing to Connecticut 94-89. Chicago Fire's on the road, taking on New England. WGN traffic, everything's moving along at posted speeds right now. We don't have any reports of any accidents that would slow down any of the traffic on our area expressways, tollways, or highways right now. We do have some serious business to talk about in our forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Heat advisory through 7 o'clock Saturday night for Kendall and Will counties. Also, Benton, Jasper, and Newton in Indiana. And an excessive heat watch through 7 o'clock Saturday night for Ford, Grundy, Ogle, Iroquois, Kankakee, LaSalle, Lee, and Livingston counties. Your air quality alert is in effect for the Chicago area Saturday. We might have all of that extended into Sunday due to the higher temperatures expected and the high humidity. About a 20% chance of showers and storms after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high near 86. Up to 60% chance of storms Saturday night into Sunday. A low of around 76 Saturday night. On Sunday, a 60% chance of showers before 8 in the morning, then the rest of the day partly sunny, a high near 92 with heat index values as high as 102. On Monday, a 20% chance of showers by mid-morning, ending by mid-morning, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Right now, 81 at Midway, 80 in Prospect Heights and O'Hare, 81 along the lakefront, 69 is Lake Michigan water temperature. The barometer is falling, humidity still up there at 87%. Get Chicago's news first at the top of every hour. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We are back on WGN Radio 720. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I am with Esmeralda Leone, and you are listening to Fall Out Boy appropriate the greatest television theme song of all time from the Munsters.
I am not a fan of Fall Out Boy, but I'm jamming.
You're
right
literally
now.
Dancing in
I know,
your seat.
I know.
You are a fan of Fall Out Boy.
Feel
that's
awful.
Okay. There's nothing wrong. You like a song. It's good. You shouldn't feel awful for liking a thing. Like all the things you want to like as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. Liking Fall Out Boy hurts no one. Mm. The Munsters is the greatest sitcom of all time. It was one of the most progressive. It was the first time a married couple shared a bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Two monsters.
He preached acceptance and tolerance of everyone. It also brought us the Dragula. And both Herman.
Was that the car?
Yeah. It was a fun car. It was a great show. That sort of brings us back to Comic-Con. I am trying with my transitions. a panel that already happened that I'm excited about was about American Gods. That's the Neil Gaiman book. That is going to be a show that's almost impossible to film. There's incredibly high expectations about this show. It's the same guy that did Hannibal. And Hannibal also had high expectations.
Oh,
and that
gosh.
Show was too good for TV.
That show made me so uncomfortable.
It was so beautiful.
But it was gorgeous.
So
I couldn't
well
stop
done.
Watching.
So well done. That is a show that makes you just upset that Hulu doesn't know exactly how to monetize what they're doing, because that's one of the few shows that wasn't on Hulu during its initial run on NBC. If it was, maybe we still have the gorgeous Hannibal, but instead we have American
Gods. It should
have
been on something else. But I was amazed that it because
it
was on NBC,
incredibly gory.
What they could
get. It was incredibly good. It was incredibly well done.
Yeah.
Not one bad word about Hannibal.
Mm-mm.
The casting was beautiful. Gillian Anderson is amazing in everything
yeah.
she does. That's definitely Comic-Con worthy. And then the other thing that I'm really excited about, it's kind of an old thing, is 75 Years of Wonder Woman. They're celebrating that
cute.
Today. There's a great book about the history of Wonder Woman that came out last year. And it's not just about the history of Wonder Woman. It's about the history of the family, mostly the women that created Wonder Woman,
mm-hmm.
and the man that kind of took all the credit. But it was mm-hmm. this. It would stop. It's not exactly what you're thinking.
Okay.
It's not like this weird sexist thing. It's this weird polygamy thing.
Oh.
And then he died, right. and then they stayed. They lived in the same house until they passed away.
And wait. I'm confused by that.
Exactly.
Isn't that just marriage?
Yeah, they sort of stayed in marriage.
But there was other people.
Not really.
What?
Yeah.
How is that polygamy then?
Well, it was polygamy because he was one husband and there were two wives.
Oh, okay.
And then he died, but those other women stayed together.
Oh, and then they lived together. Oh, because
yeah.
they're sister wives.
Yes.
In that, you know, because, okay, that I can see because they probably formed a bond. And once he was gone, it's not like, okay, see you later.
It came out July 7th, 2015, The Secret History of Wonder Woman by Jill Lepore.
Oh my gosh, I want to read that now.
It is so good. Because it's not just about like, oh, it's a weird polygamy thing. Who cares?
Right.
It's about the formation of one of the most interesting and usually overlooked superheroes. And now that superheroes kind of dominate.
Right.
Culture,
she has a movie out.
Pop culture.
She has a movie coming out.
This is more fascinating than anything in any comic book.
Yeah.
So highly, highly, highly recommended. It's available in audiobook too.
Okay.
So if you're listening to us, it means you like to listen to people talk or
right.
you forgot how to change the radio station, and I thank you for that. Check out that book if you get a chance.
Very good. I want to read that.
The state of Illinois will have a hard time figuring out what you're trying to read. Roger read a pretty good and interesting news bit in the last segment about how Governor Rauner is now limiting cell phone collection from police. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. By police. Right.
By police. Okay.
Right.
So that's interesting because for a lot of people that are worried about security, that's kind of a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the exact opposite of installing Pokemon Go on your phone.
Right. Sort of.
So Pokemon Go has more rights than the state of Illinois when it comes to collecting data.
If you allow it to.
But it automatically does that.
It's not supposed to.
It does.
But they ask you twice. There's two things they ask you. Can they access your maps and access your camera?
But they need to do that to play the game.
Right.
So in order to make the device do it the thing it's supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
you need to allow it those securities.
Right. If you don't allow it, you can't play the game. Shall we play a game? Ooh, how
wow.
about that reference?
I'm only thinking of WWE's It's Time to Play the Game, made famous by Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead, writer of the theme song for Triple H.
Oof.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Motorhead. Wow. Motorhead does all the theme songs for Triple H.
That's cool.
Isn't it?
Rest his soul.
He's dead.
Yes, he is.
There was,
he can't write any more songs.
My favorite sign, but it wasn't my favorite sign. It was one of an okay sign I saw that a lot of people liked is Lemmy hates Nickelback, and he was holding it up for the MSNBC camera.
Right.
I just feel like that's too easy.
I wonder if he did.
Doesn't matter.
Because did you see that going completely the other way? Did you see the documentary on him?
Oh, it was very, very sad.
Oh, he's just a dude.
What did you think he was going to be like?
I don't know, because you have this idea of Lemmy from Motorhead. He's like rock star, and he's like,
he was a rock star. What do you think rock stars are? They're incredibly sad. You don't want to aspire to be a rock star.
Yeah, but I just like that he's just like, you know, he goes and plays some guitars, buys a guitar, goes eat lunch.
Yeah, has a drinking problem, has horrible relationships with his kids.
But he just seemed, I don't know, he was so much larger than life. And then you watch this and you're like, oh, he's just like a dude who lives in an apartment in California.
Oh, no, that's exactly what I thought it was going to be like.
I didn't.
It always ends poorly with these guys.
I did not.
Yeah, there's like a handful of outliers. We're like, all right, Mick Jagger, you're still impregnating women that could be your great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
I guess good for you. And Paul McCartney still looks pretty great.
Yeah.
But for the most part, even when they're giant successes and they're selling out theaters, it's like, hey, it's Billy Joel who's really mean and trying to kill himself on a motorcycle in the Hamptons. Like, that's how it usually is.
By the way, did you see, again, footage of Mick Jagger working out?
No.
Like, I think that was his day-to-day. And it's just him doing his dances.
Good for him.
It's like weird chicken dances that he does, but with someone there, like, helping. Like, just that's his dance routines.
Good for him.
And his workouts is just him doing the chicken dances.
Why did we have to lose David Bowie, but we still have
Mick Jagger?
Most of the Rolling Stones?
Because Mick Jagger is dancing.
Yeah, but so is David Bowie.
Well.
Why did David Bowie have to go away? Why he was so much better than all of them.
Because he had to become a star.
That's beautiful. I wish David
Jagger
Bowie was
here. Well-preserved.
He is. He kind of does look like he's been dipped in pickle juice.
I don't like that at all. I don't like that. I don't like any of that. Last song played at the Republican National Convention. I'm sure you guys talked about this in the past few days. You Can't Always Get What You Want.
Yeah.
By the Rolling Stones.
They heard about that
you
one.
Can't. Oh.
That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful.
Now, wait. Do you think it's because the band kind of switched, like, I don't like this anymore. Let's play this song.
No. I don't think it was the band. I think it was just... Was it the band?
A DJ?
I don't remember.
I think it was the recording.
Yeah, because by that point, the balloons were down and the confetti was down. Yeah, it was a recording.
Because the Stones really got upset. Who else was it that... George Harrison's estate.
Yeah, Here Comes the Sun brought up Ivanka, which you talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 100% of the main artists were upset.
Yeah, and then they did Queen.
Queen was night one.
Queen was very upset, too.
And then the Beatles and then the Rolling Stones. Just three bands no one's ever heard of.
They're nobodies.
Some underground stuff there.
Yeah.
Deep cuts. Deep. I've never heard of Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah, no one knows that.
No one knows that one. Beatles? Who's that? I bet you there's people like listening, like, what? They don't know who they are. We're joking. It's a joke.
No, we're not.
I'm joking. I love the Beatles way too much. All right. Everyone, think about it. Think about it. If it was a joke, it was a joke. We'll be right back.
The girlfriends.
So you're selling your house and you got an offer. Here's the question. Do you tell the new buyer that sometimes, not a lot, but sometimes snakes crawl up on your deck? What didn't your buyer get told by you? And what didn't your seller tell you? Kathy and Judy, 10 to noon, Radio 720 WGN.
Kathy and Judy this morning at 10 on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Free furnaces, free air conditioners.
What's this crazy talk from my husband, Dick Hochschild, owner of American Weathermakers?
I was just making the point, Elizabeth, that I hear so many ridiculous offers.
You're right. At American Weathermakers, we don't need misleading offers. We have the best service and honest pricing on the top furnace and air conditioner brands every day.
While other companies shout about low prices and free giveaways, American Weather Makers has quietly become the best heating and air conditioning value in Chicagoland.
And I love that customers trust our American Weather Makers 60-Minute Men to come to their rescue.
If your furnace or air conditioner breaks down day or night, we'll be there in 60 minutes or you get a free $60 gift card for repairs. And we never charge for travel or overtime.
You'll fall in love with American Weather Makers, too.
American Weather Makers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll-free
855-955-HVAC.
Or visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com.
Think for a moment. What makes a great healthcare provider? Isn't it one that makes your life better?
One that makes getting an appointment easy. One that offers primary and award-winning specialty care.
One that's focused on you.
That one is Riverside Healthcare.
Riverside has more than a dozen locations just south of the south suburbs, including the new Frankfurt campus, and offers leading programs in heart care, oncology, orthopedics, and neurosurgery. Learn more at riversidehealthcare.org.
Riverside Healthcare, putting well within reach.
Taking care of yourself and your family is no easy task. The Riverside Medical Group can help. With a variety of primary and specialty care providers, the Riverside Medical Group has just the right help for you, the kids, the whole family. With many locations, including the newest campus in Frankfurt, getting the right care at the right place and right time will make your life much easier. To find the doctor that's right for you, visit RiversideMedicalGroup.org. The Riverside Medical Group, putting well within reach.
It's our favorite Rolling Stone song.
He does good in this. Have you seen him? He's got some good work done. He looks so young.
I know I'm blatantly stealing from an SNL bit that was really well done, but either way, I'm taking it.
All right.
Well, I admit when I'm stealing.
Okay.
So I guess I'm not stealing. I'm just referencing.
Yes. Yeah, because you
I'm footnoting
you give
it. Yes.
Yeah, you said where it came from.
It's a very well done sketch.
There you go. I'm Esmeralda Leon, by the way.
I am Brandon Weatherby.
You're listening to WGN, and we're here until 5 a.m. You're welcome.
That's right. We like you.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in, by the way. I'm very thankful.
Yeah, I am too.
Yes.
It's completely sincere.
What? You mean?
I just know. Most everything I say, people think it's sarcasm.
Oh.
But I'm not.
Yeah, you kind of have that voice.
I know. It's not good.
No. And everyone, most people, I think what I say is sincere.
Yeah.
Which it is, for the most part.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? No. People know when I'm not sincere, because then they can feel it.
All right.
Yeah. No. Because I cannot like someone, and they know.
Okay.
But I'm cordial. I'm cordial. I can speak words.
Great.
I'm good at doing that, where it's like, because I've had many people that are like, she doesn't like me, does she? It's like, No, I don't. But I'll be nice in the hello, how are you? Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, you sound real nice.
Well, that's what you always say to me.
It's not,
I thought you... Never mind.
It's all right. Go play some Pokemon Go, Roger.
I'm putting the news together. Wait a minute.
I heard NASA was talking. I was talking to NASA. And they have these telescopes. And they just discovered two new Earth-like planets. I'm kind of excited. I hope it's not like Total Recall. That's all I ask for.
Oh,
what?
Nothing. It's just, I don't know.
That's Mars, though, so it wouldn't be. No, but they found this planet system. It's made up of four rocky planets. They're a little larger than Earth, all orbiting around a dwarf star called K272, and it's about 101 light years away. I don't know if there's any CTA stops close to it. I don't know what its walk number is. It sounds like an ad, like they're advertised, like it's four bedrooms. It's got wood floors. Vintage.
Do you follow stuff in terms of space news? Like, do you care about that stuff? Or just like every once in a while you're like, oh, that's neat?
Yeah, I'd seen some pictures of telescopes, or pictures that the telescope had brought back. And they looked like omelets. And I stopped and stared at it for a while. I went, wow, that looks like an omelet. That looks neat. And then it frightens me at the same time.
Yes.
To think that, oh my gosh, this is in the, like, this is way far, 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 far away. 181 light years?
Yeah.
What? I can't even, That's years, right?
I tend to think
That's speed of light. That's why they call it light.
No, but how far is it in the sense if we were to try to get there?
Well, you can't really say.
It would probably take 20 lifetimes or something.
We could comfortably say you're not going.
Oh, my gosh. That's like none of us are going. That's crazy.
Somewhat. And part of me thinks that none of this stuff matters because it doesn't affect us. But then, like, there are these weird stories that kind of do affect you that are related to space. Like, there's a study from 2013 about how a full moon may disrupt sleep.
That I believe.
Exactly. And that kind of makes sense.
Don't they do with the waves, too?
Yeah, it's like... We sound so high right now.
I kind of believe that stuff.
We're two laymen talking about things that are incredibly important. Just like, man, the moon.
No, I say some weird things that make me sound high, and I'm not high. So this is in my wheelhouse.
If you're looking for a good YouTube spiral, I recommend D News. Do you ever go to D News?
No.
D News is Discovery News, but it's just D News.
Oh, okay.
Specifically, Trace Dominguez. What he does, and his cohorts, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
They break down a thing. It's about 3 to 5 minutes, and they're great. Here are some of the recent ones. The reason why we can't live forever. Do school uniforms help students learn? Why can't scars tan or grow hair? Stuff like that. Like a little bit of everything.
Okay, I see. It's like that book. Why do men have nipples?
Yes, exactly. Are great leaders born or made? What happens if we run out of helium? These are the most recent ones.
Wait, this what stuff, was the helium one?
What happens if we run out of helium?
Run out of helium?
Yes.
That's... So, have you seen
that one?
You
won't be able to talk in a high voice.
Yeah, right? You can't suck the air out of balloons. Yeah.
Helium is used for everything from scanning groceries to MRIs and nuclear engineering. I did not know any of that.
Huh.
So it's great little fun tidbits of news that is presented in an easily consumed package that is perfect if you're trying to like YouTube spiral the night away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, what's this full moon thing?
You'll lose up to as much as 20 minutes of sleep a night
because of the full moon?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Mhm.
Good thing I sleep in the daytime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, suckers, with the moon.
When did you get adjusted to this? Because we've been friends for a long time, and I always ask you about this, and I still am not satisfied with the answers.
Before you would ask me, because I used to work in a morning show, mm-hmm. and that was like you have to go to bed very early in the daytime, mm-hmm. and then wake up in the early hours, and then this is I go to bed in the early hours and wake up in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Because I worked in the bar. I mean, you know, you sleep in.
But I never got used to it.
That's just you then. You know what I mean?
Sure.
There's some people that they just can't, you know.
Yeah.
You wake up at 10, regardless of what time you went to bed.
Yeah.
I don't. I can sleep and sleep and sleep.
So tomorrow when you're not working?
I will probably, you know what? I'm very excited because I'm going to a barbecue.
Today?
Yes.
Saturday?
Yes.
What time is the barbecue?
About 2.
So you're going to get home in theory around 6?
Mm-hmm. And I'll probably stay up. Well, actually, I do have to stay up. I made a sorbet. I made a raspberry and Campari sorbet
that sounds really good.
Yeah, I have to put it in my ice cream maker.
Because
it needs like 4 hours to chill.
Okay.
So then I'll go to bed after that.
So you'll go to bed around 7?
Yeah. And I'll probably wake up. It's at 2, but you know. Well, I'll probably wake up earlier, maybe noon.
Okay, so I'll get 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Will that be enough for tomorrow?
It'll be fine.
What's enough?
I don't know.
You don't have a number of just...
I'm still trying to figure it out. It's probably between 6 or 7.
What if it's disjointed sleep?
Naps?
Kind of naps.
Like 2 hours here, 2 hours there.
Like I feel like I angry slept last night because I was on the train.
Right.
And it wasn't comfortable and there was a woman next to me and I felt bad because it was we were assigned seats. They just gave you a number.
Was it the kind of thing where you sleep...
She was already asleep. She had gotten, because the train, I think, was New York to Chicago. So mm-hmm. I got on halfway through.
No, but is it a thing of, do you think you slept?
I know I slept, but I don't feel like I slept. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, completely. There's those days where you, especially when you're traveling.
Yeah.
And you're sitting upright or you're doing like that.
It's like
and
mostly it's, laying down, but not really.
Yeah, you wonder if you actually slept. No, I've had that.
Yeah,
completely.
So, but I don't feel tired per se.
Right.
I don't know I'm in this weird in between.
Yeah. Well, you're probably a little slap happy or something. Because you're kind of running on caffeine right now.
Maybe. Maybe. I am guessing that the majority of the people that are listening to this and or in the room that do this full time absolutely hate me right now because this is like everybody hates a tourist.
I'm tired.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not. Yeah, I'm not saying that at all. I don't. I am not trying to get pity from anyone. I just think that it's really weird to me, and I don't think I'll ever be adjusted. And
well, it's in theory, it is weird. We're not supposed to be up right
now.
No,
we
should
really
be sleeping.
Should not.
Our bodies have chemicals in it that make us go to bed at a certain hour, so we're going against that.
Yeah.
So, no, but I believe that full moon thing. I mean, okay, last week the moon was crazy big. I'm sure it's always this big when it's a full moon, but that thing was huge. It looked like it was just going to plop down on me as I was riding to go home. Like, I just expected it to fall out of the sky and go, hey. It just looked huge.
Yeah, you know, as the moon does, it falls out of the sky sometimes.
I thought it did, all right? It was that big. So I could kind of, I don't know.
It is oddly peaceful, though. Like right now.
And a little, wait, the moon or just
this
time of night?
Oh,
okay.
I do not like 2 a.m. I like 4 a.m.
Well, you're in luck.
It's almost 4 a.m.
It's almost 4 a.m.
Exactly.
And after this break, it'll be closer to 4 a.m. So we'll be right back after this.
Never miss a story.
First, the big story, and Andre Darlis is here with it.
Repeating our top story.
That's your money on 720.
It is the big story for this hour.
Chicago's very own news team is on duty.
We'll have the latest news as it happens when news breaks.
Today on 720 WGN.
I want to be in this video.
You mean the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
In...
on a movie set?
Harlem slash... slash.
I just want to be on a movie set.
Hollywood.
You're listening to WGN. I'm Esmeralda Leon.
I am Brandon Weatherby. Neither of us are Bruno Mars.
No. Although I think I'm as tall as he is.
You are definitely as tall as he is. He is a talented man.
He is.
If you don't like Bruno Mars, why? Why? You? There's gotta
got
to be something wrong with
as,
you.
He is as tall as his talent. Or no.
No.
His talent is taller than
Much
he is.
Much taller than he is.
He's a giant in talent. But not size.
What a horrible catchphrase. Bruno Mars. He's short, but tall
short.
In talent.
Tall, yeah. Tall in talent.
Jeez. We are not Bruno Mars's manager.
No, they probably would not like that at all. They wouldn't be into that. Sorry, Bruno Mars. Please come on our show.
I'm good.
Really?
Don't come on our show. What do I have to talk to Bruno Mars about?
I don't know. His tall talent.
No, I think I'd rather see Bruno Mars than talk to Bruno Mars.
Then we would have him play.
Nah.
Does he play guitar or anything?
He plays everything.
Then we could have him play every... Oh, we'd get him a one-man band suit?
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
Fine.
I don't want to do a one-man band
Come on.
No, I'm good. I don't want to do that at all.
Whatever, man.
I'm going through all the news in the past few days, and I'm just getting more and more positive. I just feel better and better and
because
better
Because it's
America.
Good news?
No, I just... I feel like this is all such fun, frivolous stuff.
The news?
Most of the news right now.
That's
yeah.
good.
That
you know
is
what?
Good.
Sometimes you need a little frivolous news.
Oh, but it's the stuff that most people are freaking out about.
Oh.
That's the stuff.
You're like, ah, whatever.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is like if you look at the polls, if you look at numbers, don't, everything's fine. If you vote a certain way, everything is fine. And if you vote the other way, oh, no, it's horrible for you.
Right.
But it's good for everybody else, and that's the majority of people, so hey, yay.
You're on either side.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on either side.
You're fine.
As a straight white man in America, everything's always been great. Could we just agree with that? We should.
Okay. Can
what?
I, so there's this article about coloring, a coloring book. I just want to say this real quick because mm-hmm. coloring is soothing.
When's the last time you actually colored?
Oh, it's been a few years. Yeah. I want to get one of those coloring books. I should have made
My
some.
Wife does it every day.
See, I'm
jealous.
She's
got about three of them.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yep.
Years ago, I was like, I wish adults could color. And then all this stuff came out about adult coloring. And I was like, man, I should have done something about it because I would have been a millionaire.
Roger, are you being a joker right now or are you serious?
I'm very serious. I
no,
went out and got her some books and they're very intricate. And that's it. I think it's not necessarily adults coloring. I think it's the brain power needed to decipher the different shapes and the intricate patterns.
Right. It's
and then
creativity
what colors
too.
You're doing. Yeah, it's creativity, but it's very meticulous because the patterns are so intricate and
mm-hmm.
deep. And And she loves doing it. She can do it for like three or 4 hours in a row. It's very relaxing.
What are you confused about, Brandon?
I mean, this makes perfect sense, and I concede my question. It's been answered. Thank you.
Did you not know they existed?
I knew they existed, but I didn't know if anyone actually used them.
In fact, I found a great one. It was a little expensive. I didn't get it. But they took all the original Star Wars characters, C-3PO, from like the first couple of movies, and they put them in like, and I forgot what the artist is, but very intricate psychedelic type patterns around the characters. And it's a great coloring book.
All right.
Yeah.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. It's time for the news with Roger Badish.
And I'm not coloring, but partly cloudy and 80 right now at O'Hare. The battleground state of Florida get the first look at the top Democratic ticket today. Hillary Clinton and newly selected running mate Tim Kaine will appear together as they head towards next week's Democratic Party convention. Clinton ended a months-long search for a running mate yesterday. Debbie Walsh, director of Rutgers University Center for American Women in Politics, says the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee's choice of Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as a running mate should work out for her strategically.
What he brings to the table is the state of Virginia, which is a battleground state, a state she needs to win.
A baby in New York City is the first to be born there with Zika-related birth defects. ABC's Mona Rivera has more.
The baby was born to a woman who had traveled to a risky area, and the infant has microcephaly with a smaller-than-normal head and other neurological problems. Dr. Mary Bassett, New York City's health commissioner, says while this is New York City's first baby testing positive for Zika, it's not a surprise.
We really viewed it as simply a matter of time before we identified a baby with microcephaly.
While this New York City Zika case is being described as travel-related, Florida is investigating two possible cases of local transmission of Zika. Mona Rivera, ABC News.
Timing's everything. A day after the release of an email in which Governor Rauner slammed Chicago teachers, he had a scheduled news conference on some education legislation. In the five-year-old email, he called half of the city's teachers virtually illiterate. He apologized several times during the press conference, said it was out of frustration at the pace of change in the public school system.
Every day that a child sits in a classroom and is not learning is a tragic day. We have got to do everything we can to make sure we have the best schools in every neighborhood and every community throughout the state of Illinois.
At the time of the email, Rauner was a large donor to an education reform group. Federal judge tells the state of Kansas its actions on gay marriage will be watched for 3 years following last year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling. More from ABC's Dave Schreiber.
U.S. District Judge Daniel Crabtree issued the ruling on Friday, barring the state from treating same-sex couples differently than opposite-sex couples in obtaining marriage certificates and marriage benefits. Kansas voters approved a constitutional amendment in 2005 banning gay marriage. That amendment was nullified when the Supreme Court declared gay marriage legal in all states. The ACLU praises the ruling, while the state's attorney general says it's not necessary. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
There's an amazing supper club in Wisconsin Dells, Ish Nala, nestled among the pines and perched above the sandstone bluffs of Mirror Lake. The beauty, the history, the service, the food, the fun. Hi, this is Bob Prosser, owner of Ish Nala Supper Club in Wisconsin Dells. I have been a part of Ish Nala for 30 years, and I am so proud to continue the tradition that began in 1953. Why not enjoy a brandy old-fashioned in one of our bars, each with a spectacular view overlooking Mirror Lake, or just relax before or after dinner on one of our outdoor decks? Our Ish Nala chefs have prepared your favorites, 24-ounce ribeye, cold water lobster tails, North Atlantic salmon, and of course, Ish Nala's roast duck. Thank you for making Ish Nala Wisconsin's favorite supper club, where the only thing we overlook is Mirror Lake. I'm Bob Prosser, and I want to serve you.
A great healthy smile starts with Sanders Family Dental. Martin, David, and Leslie Sanders, DDS, are a father, son, and daughter family dental practice with over 40 years of experience and training, offering all aspects of general dentistry, including cosmetic, implant, twilight, and sleep dentistry options. Each dentist has additional training administering intravenous sedation, oral sedation, and nitrous oxide sedation. Sanders Family Dental in Lombard. Call 630-620-0929. 630-620-0929. Or online, SandersFamilyDental.com.
I'm John Anthony from Classic Draperies. Now just imagine the happiness you'll experience when you order your new drapes and blinds from Classic Draperies. It all starts when you schedule your free in-home estimate. Simply pick up the phone and dial 773-CLASSIC. We'll come to your home or office with beautiful drapery fabrics and exciting design ideas. You can relax and know you're making a wise decision. Dial 773-CLASSIC now and save up to 50% off our summer selections. Now, doesn't that sound just great? Classic Drapery takes the worries out of buying custom window treatments. We design, measure, manufacture, and professionally install your new window treatments to your complete satisfaction. You do know it's best to choose your drapes where you use your drapes. At Classic Drapery, we give your windows the treatment they deserve. Now remember, for drapery and blind shop at home, just pick up that phone and dial 773-CLASSIC today. That's 773-CLASSIC. Don't forget, visit us at classicdrapery.com.
WTN Sports. White Sox lose to Detroit yesterday. They'll play again, 6:10 start over at the Cell. And the Cubs beat Milwaukee on the road, and that score 5-2. The two teams again will play later tonight, 6:10, also that time for the Cubs and the Brewers. In the WNBA, Connecticut over the Chicago Sky, 94-89. Soccer today, the Fire at New England. Checking WGN traffic. Got a few things going on here. Shoulder is blocked right now, westbound I-90-94 to Addison because of a multi-car accident. Also, police directing traffic around 21st Street at Damon Avenue because of a report of several people shot there. The emergency vehicles have gathered around that area, traffic being rerouted. 79th Street buses are also temporarily rerouted by way of 79th Exchange, 83rd South Shore, and back to 79th because of activity in the area. And let's check the travel times around the area. Everything's looking good on the Edens, the Kennedy, the Eisenhower, Stevenson, all right. Dan Ryan looking good. The outer drive's pretty good. And so is the Jane Addams Tollway, even though there's some construction there. Everything else looking good on our expressways, tollways, and highways. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Got a heat advisory through 7 o'clock tonight for Kendall and Will counties in Illinois, Benton, Jasper, and Newton in Indiana. Excessive heat watch through 7 o'clock tonight for Ford, Grundy, Ogle, Iroquois, Kankakee, LaSalle, Lee, and Livingston counties. An air quality alert for the Chicago area is also in effect for today. All of that could be extended into Sunday. We don't have that word yet from the Weather Service, but it looks like it from the forecast. We've got rain through most of the weekend. Should get up to about 86 today, down to 76 Saturday night. On Sunday, we've got a chance for temperatures around 92 with heat index values as high as 102. That's why I say that those warnings could be extended through Sunday. On Monday, a 20% chance of showers and storms before 8 in the morning, mostly sunny, a high near 80. Temperatures around the area right now, 79 O'Hare, 81 at Midway, 69 Manteno, 81 also along the lakefront. Lake Michigan water temperature 69, winds out of the west at 3, the barometer holding steady, and your humidity reading right now at 87%. I'm Roger Badish in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We are back. WGN Radio 720. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I am with
Esmeralda Leon. You should eat one of these Go Cubes.
I've been eating gelatin coffee.
I am not the biggest fan.
I like it. I'm a pretty big fan.
Cool. It's pure drip.
I got it at the Republican National Convention at one of the many weird events I attended.
Yeah. Well, they need to be peppy.
I was very peppy. I want to talk about the weirdest event I attended.
Okay.
That I think that people are now hearing about.
Which was?
The gayest party of the Republican National Convention. They billed themselves.
They tagged themselves.
They tagged themselves.
Who was hosting it?
This was hosted by a man that was just banned from Twitter, the guy that started the campaign against the very fantastic Leslie Jones.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so his name is... Oh, boy. So
are you going to...
Yeah, his name is Milo Yiannopoulos, and he is a mean man.
No,
he
completely.
Works for Breitbart, and he has been banned, and he happens to be gay. And so they were throwing the most fabulous party of the RNC, and then parentheses, you know gays throw the best parties.
Right.
Parentheses, that was
and then name. Was this before or
this
after?
Was the day it happened.
Oh,
so this was at
boy.
10 p.m. The party started at 10 p.m. I got there after the convention, so like 11:30. He was banned from Twitter that day.
Okay, so he at this point already knew he'd been banned.
Yes, so it was a big to do.
Of course,
There was it said sold out. It did not feel or look sold out. There was about 200 people there.
Did people have to pay?
No.
Well, good.
At least I didn't pay. Maybe I don't think anybody had to pay.
Okay.
If I didn't have to pay, whatever. That's not the issue. The interesting thing is, half the people there were supporters. So 100 supporters.
Okay.
And the other half of the people there were media. All of this is a shell game. This is not a thing. This man isn't as popular as people think. And this gives
right.
me faith and hope and love and humanity.
Yeah, I saw his Twitter numbers.
They're pretty big. The amount
I thought
of,
they were dismal.
The amount of vitriol you can spew with a very small group of loyal, devoted followers is very big.
But his numbers didn't seem that. They were, I think, in the thousands.
Yes. But the amount of abuse those thousands could push on people is very
That's
high.
That's true. Yeah.
And the amount of the amount of ink spilled on this man, what we're talking about. I'm trying to take it in a slightly different angle here to make it a little bit more positive. That's what cheered me up about this convention.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of the side of the aisle you're on, it's nice to know that if you're just blatantly attacking someone, sooner or later someone's going to say, you can't do that. And that's what happened here. And I don't think it's a freedom of speech issue. It's just a don't be mean issue.
Yeah, no, completely. I said something to someone, I think it was on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
They were commenting about it, and they were like, oh, these leftists don't like harassment.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
And I was like, yeah, no.
That is
don't
correct.
Like
it
harassment.
It does not matter the side you're on.
It
no one
matter.
Likes harassment.
I was
no
just
one
like,
deserves that.
Yeah, I was like, I just don't like plain harassment.
Yeah.
That's fair to say. I mean, no one wants it. Either, like you just said, either way. That's ridiculous that that's people's argument.
And I want people to understand the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I want people to realize that even in the room, it was not a popular thing. Even in the room, it was for media to capture and to write about.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about all these, like, oh, this is a movement. It's not a movement. It's just, here are some pictures of trolls. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
So I didn't take any pictures of the trolls. I just left. Because after half an hour of nothing really happening, and here, oh, by the way, it was pro-gay anti-Muslim. It was a pro-gay anti-Muslim event.
Uh-huh.
Just to put
was
that
it,
into perspective at the RNC.
Was it as fabulous as it was saying it was?
No, so maybe they thought they were a fabulous party, but this was such a poorly run party. They ran out of all beer by like a half an hour into it, so they only had Coors Light left, which is fine. That's fine.
But still, you
but
should have a variety.
In Cleveland, Ohio, you should have as much Great Lakes as possible. Great Lakes is a fantastic beer. They're based out of Cleveland. Every event and every bar has a ton of Great Lakes. Anyways.
So not a fabulous party.
It was not a fabulous party.
Liars.
It was lit like a junior high dance.
Oh, gosh. Did they have streamers?
There was no streamers.
Okay, good.
There were models of young sexy boys in Make America Great Again hats, like doing sexy American Apparel style poses on the wall. And I overheard a bunch of people saying like, oh, yeah, that guy's just a Hillary supporter. He only did that because he got paid. Because that's what you're doing.
Because, again,
it's a job.
Making
a job
money.
Is a job is a job. Yeah. So the whole thing just made me happy to realize, like, oh, there's nothing to worry about when it comes to this stuff. This is not a movement. It's not a thing.
I really like that you got to get in there because people are scared. People are scared of everything.
No.
All these people are saying.
It's
and,
so not a scary
situation.
And
it's funny
situation.
How it's like the Wizard of Oz. It's the wizard behind the curtain.
Yes.
He's a little tiny man.
At the end of the day, everyone just wants to drink some free Coors Light. We're all cool. Don't worry about it, guys.
And on that, we're going to take a break.
Hey, Cubs fans, head to Jewel Osco this Sunday and pick up a copy of the Chicago Tribune to collect your 2016 Chicago Cubs Fathead sticker. This week's sticker has an exclusive offer from Fisher Nuts.
At 6:35, sweating off my tail, keeping our pets safe and cool, no matter how hot it gets.
Steve Dale's Pet World, Sunday morning at 6:30
on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
33 exhibits, one location, one admission. We're talking about the Volo Auto Museum. If you haven't been to Volo in the past 3 years, you haven't been there. People know Volo for their collection of 400 vintage cars that span from the early 1900s to muscle cars, TV and movie cars, cars once owned by the rich and famous, but they're more than just cars. Do you know who built the first motorcycle? Was it Harley? What powered it? Check out their Life on Two Wheels exhibit, which displays nearly 100 of the rarest bicycles, scooters, and motorcycles. Travel from the 1840s through the 1970s in their new Evolution of Transportation and Lodging Village. See how travel evolved through the different decades, from covered wagons to a groovy VW camper. Walk through an authentically restored 1885 train caboose. See the first snowmobiles. Make a Mickey Mouse toy in their Disney Moldorama. Have your fortune told by Zoltar. Enjoy an animatronic show and so much more. Volo Auto Museum is open daily from 10 to 5. For more info, visit volocars.com.
You don't need to be a car lover to love the Volo Auto Museum.
Orion Samuelson here, and you know I buy my vehicles from the Gary Lang Auto Group in McHenry because I know I will always receive the best in customer care from their knowledgeable sales associates. Take a look at a sleek new 2016 Buick and buy from Gary Lang, a dealer you can trust. During Gary Lang Buick's Heat is On sales event, take advantage of a no-money-down lease on a brand-new 2016 Buick Encore or 2016 Buick Enclave. That's right, no money out of pocket. Don't just take my word for it. Go to Gary Lang Buick and McHenry, a dealer you can trust. Experience the Gary Lang difference for yourself during Gary Lang Buick's Heat is On sales event now through July 31st. Hurry in while selection is at its best. Visit GaryLangAuto.com and view their entire inventory 24/7. And remember, if it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, you probably paid too much.
Leases are plus tax, title, license, and dog fee. To qualify, credit. See dealer for details.
We are back. It is 4:16 a.m. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I'm with Esmeralda Leone.
You should shake it off. I'm just telling you, shake it off.
You know who
shake
needs to
it off.
Shake it off is Roger. He keeps wandering around the studio capturing Pokemon Go.
He found another drowsy.
This is probably the most depressing of the Pokemon Go stories. Pokemon Go players urged to stop walking into minefields.
Yeah. This is, by the way, this is in Bosnia.
Yes, we should make that clear. It's not in this, on the seventh floor of the WGN
right,
studios.
And just not minefields all around. But because, you know, they had war. The Bosnian War, if you don't remember. So there's a lot of mines scattered all over the place, and there's places where they tell you they have signs that say do not go there, but because people are insane and got to catch that drowsy and that Jigglypuff, they are walking into the minefields. Hopefully, no one's been hurt yet. But yeah, there are signs.
Let's just run through all of these because this doesn't end.
The Pokemon?
Yeah, I thought this was going to be over by now, but apparently I'm wrong.
Not yet. Yeah, you predicted last week.
I was wrong.
That it was over.
I was wrong. Nuh-uh. Here's some earlier this week. Devastated boy runs away after mom deletes a Pokemon Go.
But that's like, that would have been anything. Because he's a kid, because he's a little boy, and he would have run away regardless. His mom threw away his baseball cards. He would have been mad.
Here's another one from this week. The government is worried about Pokemon Go destroying your data plan.
They're worried about our data?
Democratic leaders are worried that Pokemon Go may be taking a big bite out of your data. It's from Reuters, by the way. Frank Pallone Jr. out of New Jersey, Jan Schakowsky out of Illinois, and Diana DeGeert out of Colorado sent a letter to the game's developer on Tuesday asking if the company's doing anything to, quote, ensure consumers are informed of Pokemon Go's effect on their mobile data usage.
I hear that it's ridiculous, the amount of data it takes.
The amount of battery, it just sucks.
And battery. I have a friend, she has friends with kids and stuff, and they have those family plans, and those kids are just sucking up all that data. So get an unlimited plan. That's pretty much the hit. You know what's going on here in Chicago? Again, trying to make that money. There's Pokemon-themed cocktails now. And there's three that Where's you can at? Try. There's one at the I.O. Godfrey.
Oh, they're at different places?
Yeah, different places. Because everyone wants to make some money.
You just want to say money like that again.
Yeah, money.
All right, where's the other ones?
So this is in the Godfrey Hotel. So that's classy.
Yeah.
You go catch a thing and then, but it looks like it's a blue concoction with, oh, it has a ice ball that looks like that Pokemon ball.
All right.
So that's kind of cool.
I guess.
There's one at the Air Rooftop Bar, the Pikachu, and it does look like a Pikachu.
Okay.
Sort of. It's only available on the weekends, so go get it today.
Why is it only available on the weekends? If anything, it should only be available
probably
from like 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It takes a million hours to make.
Okay.
It's Pikachu colored.
Okay.
Actually, no. I don't know if I'd want to drink this. It's a mix of orange juice, grenadine, Absolute Vodka, and Red Bull.
Oh, yeah. That's just a sweet, sugary drink that is appealing to like people that don't really drink cocktails.
Play Pokemon.
Yeah.
This is at the Hyatt.
That makes sense.
The Air Rooftop Bar.
These are pretty good bar. Like, these aren't crappy places.
These are fancy places. They're trying to get a different demographic to come into the bar. And then the last one is at Yusho, which is a Japanese restaurant. It's in Logan Square.
Weird.
It's at Kedzie and...
Is it on Milwaukee?
No, it's on Kedzie.
Oh, okay.
Kedzie and Diversey, like a little bit north of Diversey.
Okay.
And this one's the Pikachu High. I think you have to say it that way, too. Pikachu High. It just looks like lemonade. And it comes with a burnt sugar lemon peel. And it's, I see. It's designed to look like a Pikachu tail. It's got barley, shochu, grapefruit, sugar, and jasmine green tea.
A live-action Pokemon film is officially a go, so that's going to happen.
That makes sense.
Yep,
I wonder what kind of CGI those Pikachus are going to look like. Or will they just be people in Pikachu costumes?
A New Jersey woman playing Pokemon Go in a cemetery got stuck in a tree.
They were, Nick. So Nick does the dummy stories, and two of them were Pokemon stories. So my favorite was because the guy he hit.
Oh, yeah.
He sideswiped the cop.
And then he said a word we can't say on the radio.
No, you can actually, because we said it multiple times.
Oh, good, good, good. Risk managers must scramble to catch all Pokemon Go liabilities. That's a fun story from businessinsurance.com.
But that's just if you break your phone. They will send you a new phone quickly.
Oh, boy. A UK insurer has launched Pokemon Go insurance policies.
Oh, that one. That one's the one.
That's another one?
You just get a phone. They send you a new phone.
Oliver Stone is saying Pokemon Go is totalitarianism.
Oh, wow, Oliver Stone.
So that's
what's he done lately?
Trying to maintain relevancy. Oliver Stone is doing that.
I like that someone asked him his opinion. Or do you think someone went, what's Oliver Stone think?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's
I don't
call
think
him.
Anyone's ever been like, what's Oliver Stone think?
What's Oliver Stone up to? And what's he think of Pokemon?
Oh, God. Whatever. More power to you. If you're enjoying it, have fun.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, you know what you should do while you're... And I've seen this, and this is actually a positive with the Pokemon Go thing. Mm-hmm. A shelter in Indiana, they were asking people to come walk the dogs while you play Pokemon Go. Isn't that sweet?
That is lovely.
Right.
So now
the dogs get a walk, you get your Pokemon, everybody
wins.
That
is wonderful.
And apparently this weekend here in Chicago, you can adopt a dog or a cat for free.
Okay. Give me more details on that.
Okay, so they're doing it. It's dozens of Chicago area animal shelters. They're going to discount or completely waive adoption fees as part of the second annual Clear the Shelters event. And this is, I found this in the Chicagoist. It's actually more than 400 shelters in 20 states, so it's not just here.
Yep.
One of them's D.C.
I know. It's around the country.
And Puerto Rico.
Awesome.
Just a note, Puerto Rico. They're going to participate, and so it's like PAWS, the Anti-Cruelty Society, Animal Welfare League, Chicago Animal Care, Treehouse Humane Society. So you can go and adopt a dog or a cat for free. Here, it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and as I said, discounted or waived fees, but it's only for animals that are 6 months or older. So you have to pay a full fee if you want a kitten, which, why? Get those cute,
this is much better.
Older
you don't
animals.
Want a kitten.
Yeah, you don't. My cat is a stray. Mm-hmm. I didn't get him from a shelter. Someone found him, and then I came upon this person, and they gave me the cat. But she was, at the time, I think a year.
Yeah, we have one of each. And in between these two, we had one that was a kitten. And because the kitten was younger than 6 months,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't given the appropriate shots.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it had all the things that you would find out if it got the shots or the tests, and we wouldn't have adopted it. But instead, we spent a lot of money trying to save a little kitten's life. And
aww.
It didn't work.
Oh,
and
but
it
you
was real sad. We definitely tried.
Yeah, that stinks.
So I no longer like the Washington Humane Society.
Oh, boy.
I had a real bad experience, but I hope yours is different. Every animal's different.
Right. Well, these are 6 months and older. So
exactly. So get an older one. We got about a half a year after that sadness, we got a one-year-old mom. And she's fantastic.
Aww.
Yeah, so.
Wait, like she's had kittens?
She already had kittens, and okay. She was one at the time when we got her. It was great.
Aww.
And she was full of milk and scars, so we figured no one would want her, so we adopted her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I love that. Full of milk and scars.
Yeah, definitely go that route. She's the best cat we could possibly have.
Yeah, so, there's actually quite a need to adopt older animals,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which I find older animals adorable.
Yeah, they're better. They need it.
They're graying in the cutest mm-hmm. spots on their faces, mm-hmm. and then they have that look like, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Get older animals. They're easier to deal with. They're probably not going to pee on everything.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Because they've, well, okay, they might because they're grumpy.
Exactly.
But they're more trained.
Listen, they need your help.
They do. They're older.
No one's breeding old cats. You know what I mean? No one's
how
like,
could you even breed an old cat?
You just keep it around for a while. It's like, oh, now they're ready.
Now
they're prime time. They've all that training. They've been in the minors long enough. They're finally ready for the big show.
But there's that too. You don't have to train them.
That's right.
You don't. Like my cat, litter box, already knew it.
Yeah.
I didn't have to show him.
So much better.
I don't, it beats me how that you even do that.
Yeah.
So I looked out.
So what we're saying is animals are great.
Yeah. You get one that's already potty trained and it might know how to shake your hand.
Have you ever had a dog?
Yes.
Do you miss?
He was the worst. Oh. No, okay, let me tell you this. Also, not a great thing, purebred.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my dad decided to just go get a dog, tell anybody.
No.
And he just brought home a dog that was a purebred from a from a pet store.
Yeah.
And it was a purebred, had a million and one problems.
Yeah.
Although its mother's name was like One-Eyed Jack. Yeah. That was the, but he, oh gosh, he had so many problems. Yeah, he was
Did you say that to plug the upcoming Twin Peaks on Showtime at One-Eyed Jack's? They're going to be at Comic-Con.
Are they?
Yeah, Twin Peaks is a big presence at this year's Comic-Con.
Because well, everyone's into that.
Yeah, I'm into it. Are you into it? Have you seen an episode?
No. Like a year or two ago.
To go through the whole series?
I watched the whole thing in the movie.
And?
And I love it.
Good.
Yeah, I'm into that weird little man.
Did Nick get you in?
No.
Oh, really?
I just got into it because I was like, what's with this stuff?
Yeah, it's great.
I want to know.
Yeah. Next time they're playing Fire Walk With Me at the Music Box, you should go.
Okay.
Seeing that on the big screen.
Oh, that's cool.
Will be better. No, I just watched it. I remember watching it on a VHS before DVDs
that's
existed.
Not great.
And as a early, maybe not even teen. And then seeing it. As an adult, and you're like, oh, this is better. And the older you get, the older that film gets and the bigger the screen gets, the better mm-hmm. that experience gets because it's not the kind of thing you want to look away from. So what we're saying is don't get a purebred pet, and Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me is kind of underrated.
And older dogs are cool.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll be right back after this.
Bring your family to one of the best county fairs just 40 miles north of Chicago. The Lake County Fair from July 27th through the 31st. The fairgrounds are west of Route 45 in Grays Lake. For event information, visit lcfair.com.
Everyone has that room in their home that seems impossible to manage the temperature in. It gets too hot in the summer and way too cold in the winter. The best solution is from Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating. Mitsubishi Electric is America's number one selling brand of ductless heating and cooling solutions. Mitsubishi Electric offers the latest in green technology and efficiency with one of the best warranties in the business. Find a diamond qualified contractor near you at MitsubishiElectricChicago.com. Mitsubishi Electric. Making comfort personal.
Condominium Insurance Specialists of America, best known as CISA, has been specializing in Chicagoland condominium insurance for nearly 45 years. CISA offers an exclusive insurance program that provides superior coverage. They can insure both the condominium association as well as individual unit owners. Their agents are all licensed and experienced. CISA wants to be your condo expert and partner with you in all of your insurance decisions. CISA, covering tomorrow today. Call for your quote at 847-870-7000 or visit them at CISAinsurance.com.
Play golf with a purpose. August 1st, as you take part in the world's largest golf outing. Register now at theworldslargestgolfouting.com. Proceeds benefit the Fisher House Foundation.
Bill Leff here with Laura and her powerful story on how Natron's Healthy Trinity has changed her life.
Hi, I'm Laura from Yorkville, Illinois. For the last 17 years, I've suffered from severe intestinal issues. I've been recommended prescription drugs, other probiotics, medications, meditation, essential oils, and have actually been told by doctors that they really didn't know what was going on with me. My mom actually was the one that introduced me to Natron Healthy Trinity. She listens to Bill and Wendy on WGN, and because they have this 90-day risk-free trial, I said, you know, why not? Literally, after the first day, I was seeing some results. Now, 4 months later, I'm not afraid of being far from a bathroom. Thank you, Natron Healthy Trinity. I will be using your product for the rest of my life, and I'm only 26.
So do what Laura did. Do what I did. Call for your 90-day risk-free trial of Natron's Healthy Trinity. The first 50 callers right now get free second-day delivery. So call 1-866-4-NATRON. Again, that's 1-866-4-NATREN, or visit natron.com and enter that promo code WGN.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. It's 4:30, and here's Roger Banish.
Agency that oversees police misconduct allegations in Chicago ruled this week that two more officer shootings were unjustified, findings that may signal a greater willingness to hold officers accountable. From its creation in 2007 to early last month, the Independent Police Review Authority had deemed just two of around 400 police shootings unjustified. Police in Germany say the 18-year-old German and Iranian gunman who killed nine people at a crowded mall and fast food restaurant in Munich was not previously known to law enforcement, and there is no evidence so far of any links to terrorist organizations. Investigations ongoing, and the man apparently killed himself. The Illinois Supreme Court's agreed to quickly consider a case challenging the constitutionality of a ballot measure that could change the way Illinois draws political boundaries. Court granted an emergency motion for direct appeal on Friday, 2 days after a Cook County judge ruled the proposal didn't meet the narrow constitutional requirements. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
I've always thought I had a bit of an edge, and now I can safely say I have an edge.
Well, congratulations, Tom. I'm not sure what that means.
See the edge. A whole new showroom exclusively for our top designer kitchen and bath concepts.
Wow, glamorous. But why the edge?
It's our way of showing off builder supply outlets, creme de la creme in kitchens and baths. A high-end look without the high-end price.
Gorgeous cabinets.
Five lines. And look, over there, over 100 granite and quartz countertop choices. Plus, we have top designers with state-of-the-art design stations to help make your dream kitchen come true right in front of your eyes.
You've got to experience the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom at Builders Supply Outlet.
We're just 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview.
Or visit BuilderSupplyOutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builders Supply Outlet.
What makes something good? Is it the way it sounds? The way it looks? The way it moves you? What happens when you make it great? When you make it more vivid, more responsive, more social, and tell a story that's never been told, or discover something you can't find anywhere else. Discover the new ChicagoTribune.com. Digitally remastered to fit your device. Digitally remastered to fit your life.
WGN Sports. Sox losing to Detroit 7-5. Cubs beating Milwaukee 5-2. They'll all play again tonight, 6:10 the start time for both teams. Sox host in Detroit, Cubs in Milwaukee. In the WNBA, Connecticut over the sky, 94-89. Chicago Fire in New England later today for some Major League Soccer action. WGN traffic. There are no delays on any of the expressways, tollways, or highways at this time. Police still directing traffic at 21st and Damon because of shooting in that neighborhood. And checking the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, we've got heat advisory through 7 o'clock tonight for Kendall and Will counties in Illinois, Benton, Jasper, and Newton in Indiana, an excessive heat watch through 7 o'clock tonight for Ford, Grundy, Ogle, Iroquois, Kankakee, LaSalle, Lee, and Livingston counties, and an air quality alert for the Chicago area all day today. We've got rain from about 2 o'clock this afternoon all the way through Sunday. and some brief showers into Monday. The high today around 86, low tonight 76. On Sunday, it should get up to 92 with heat index values as high as 102. On Monday, things cool off just a little bit, down to 80 degrees. Temperatures around the area right now, it's 79 at O'Hare, 81 at Midway and along the lakefront, 79 also in Niles, 69 is Lake Michigan water temperature, and the humidity at 87%. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to WGN Radio 720. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I am with
Esmeralda Leon.
We're here.
I'm more excited than you are.
Well, Marina,
this is my day.
Yeah.
I mean, not like, this is my day.
I'm owning today.
This is what I do.
Yes, this is what you do. You're very good at it.
I just continued.
Good.
I probably would have been up anyway.
If you were not here, you'd be up at 4.
Probably.
35. Good for you.
Because I do that anyway.
Just bragging.
I'd always be up.
Do you watch a lot of shows about knives late at night?
No. Okay. I just watch infomercials.
Yeah, there's a lot of
Not the QVC stuff.
Infomercials.
Yeah, I wonder what that is.
Why there are so many knives on air
right
in the middle of the night?
Yeah, like what's the studies or what research has been done where they're like, yeah, late night viewers love knives.
That's a good question.
They're big knife buyers.
Is it because it's easy to produce the television and it's like not too expensive where like a late night knife purchase doesn't seem irrational? It's like, I could use that for a lot of things. Like I could cut steak. I could cut other things that are meat.
Other people.
I could cut people. I could shove it in a log.
That like raccoon that's been eyeing me in the window.
I could use this 12 set of knives. For $48?
Sure.
Yeah, this is worth it.
I mean, like, $48.
You get a lot of knives.
That's reasonable.
I'm not going to sharpen any knife once, so maybe if I buy 12 of them, I'll have enough sharp knives. Maybe that's the idea.
Real quick question, because you talk about the knives.
Yes.
Did you, growing up, have a knife sharpening man that came around your neighborhood?
No, did you?
No.
Yes, I did.
You did? Did you get as a kid?
Yep.
Did you get excited about it?
Yeah, because Mom would always give us like the scissors to run out to him. Just to give him something to do. Yeah, we were running with scissors. Out the door, down the stairs.
I bring this up because, well, one, you said the knives thing. Mm-hmm. And so V, my boyfriend, he was saying how he would get so excited because he'd hear the bell for the knife sharpening man. And I'm like, what?
It was a big cart and huge wheels. They were like metal wheels.
Yeah, and like ding, ding.
And the wheel, as he pushed the cart, the bell would ring. It was connected to the wheels. So he wasn't ringing the bell.
Did you grow up in Pleasantville?
Evanston.
This?
Yeah, he grew up in Arlington Heights.
All right.
Yeah.
They had knife sharpening
And then,
guys.
Much, much later, when I was older, I remember golfing up at the Evanston course, which runs along the canal, up starts at Central Street. And I was crossing Central going to one of the later holes. And there was a younger version of the guy. So it must have been his son
with
the same cart pushing down Central Street
the
in
next
Evanston.
Generation.
Yeah.
But he would say he told me that he'd get so excited, go take out some knives. And he also said he was excited about it because of the sparks as they sharpen the knives.
Sure.
He's a little boy.
When was the last time you saw this guy? Was it the golf course?
Yeah, I must have been. Oh, man. I must have been maybe 16, 17.
He's like the ice cream man.
So it's been a minute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. We got to figure out if this guy still exists because
I'm sure.
Can't.
Maybe.
No.
I mean, now there's places you can take it, but I bet you there is. He's artisanal.
I don't think so.
He's artisanal now.
I don't think so.
Well, I bet you there. Well, there may not be because when
never
was the last time
that.
You saw a Fuller Brush Man?
A who?
You've never heard of the Fuller Brush Man?
No. You should shame us into not knowing about
this him. Is a guy, and they did a comedy movie about it. Bob Hope, I think, was in it. But this was another door-to-door salesperson who would come with a briefcase full of samples of brushes from
How many
Fuller
brushes
Brush.
Can you actually
There's a whole bunch
sell?
Of different kinds. And they would demonstrate, just like there used to be door-to-door vacuum cleaner salespeople.
Yeah, we never opened the door.
Yeah.
We wouldn't. My mom is she's from Mexico. She's not opening the door for nobody.
Okay.
No. That wasn't
my
happening.
Dad was a door-to-door insurance salesman.
We look in the window. You look in the window, and then you just quickly run away from the window and don't open it.
So they don't think you're home.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. No, but I never saw this knife man. We never had that in our neighborhood. My parents just would do it themselves.
No,
they had a little brick.
I understand that, but I don't know if the correct term is knife man.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry. Knife sharpening.
Usually that means murderer.
Well, now you can do it yourself.
No, that's murderer.
You've got the knife sharpeners on backs of the can openers.
Right.
If you buy one like that.
We had a little brick or that big.
Let's
metal.
Pound the knives.
No, you rub it. You do the whoosh, whoosh, whoosh on the little
again,
brick.
Again, radio?
Yeah. Just doing Foley.
I'm going to go beat some sandbags. Beat some sandbags.
Oh, boy.
We're going to do a fight. We're going to have a knife fight.
Oh, God.
And then I'll have... Okay. Hey, Brandon.
Yes, ma'am.
When you lived here...
Yes.
When in our... And this sounds sad... Because we're still in our younger days, but in our much younger days, you rented a little spot.
Yeah, a little office at the Congress Theater.
Yeah, right next door.
Yeah.
Not in it, but next door.
Right.
Same building.
Yeah, and right now the Congress is shut down.
It is shuttered for good reason.
Because you've been inside. I've never been in.
Oh, it was falling apart from the inside.
Yeah.
Literally falling apart.
Well,
figuratively falling apart. Parts of the ceiling and the insides, they were deteriorating.
No good. No, but they're revamping it.
Yeah.
And they're going to, they're thinking either hotel or residential spaces.
It's.
What do you think about that?
I think it's good because it's been 3 years now and why not?
It needs
to be used.
No, I think that's fine, but I'm a little confused on the residential spaces or hotel. On top of the Congress.
Why?
Because it's a venue.
Well, it used to be. There are still apartments there. There's always been apartments like as part of the building.
I have this whole. I think people would complain, even though they know that it's a venue.
No, they wouldn't. No, because they're already like you could go into the apartments there. It's already there. They're completely used to it, and then they're also talking about expanding it out. I think it makes sense. It's not like the Uptown, where the Uptown is just a gigantic theater that's meant for like musical, like Broadway style musicals.
Right. My mom told me that she used to go there.
Like Prince played a show there. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. It was one of Prince's last theater, not last, but Prince's like big coming out theater shows. That's a situation where you don't want to see it developed into condos or hotels, but this is totally different.
This is a good idea.
I think it's a fantastic idea because you could still develop the theater. You could still have all the greatness of the theater. I mean, and also, why does it have to be just a music venue?
What do you mean?
I mean, it could be a movie theater. It could be a theater.
Oh, okay. Rather than the music?
Rather than just a music thing.
They'll have everything.
Yeah.
Plays.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, also, roller derby used to be at the Congress.
The first
season.
Oh, interesting.
Well, sure. Like not too long ago, before they went to the UIC Pavilion, they were at the Congress Theater, like on the floor, because they didn't need seats.
So you're thinking like a Bruin View type situation.
More like a Bruin View, yeah, like the Vic. There's absolutely no reason it couldn't work as that.
Right.
As long as you had enough events that you could book into it.
That's not the issue.
That's endless.
The issue is it's literally falling apart. And also all of the EDM, which led to all of the overdoses of young people.
Oh, is that why they don't let it there?
That EDM is the genre most clubs don't like working with because it's just typically those are your problem shows. That's where you have a lot of very young people that are under the age of 21 that are not drinking but are taking pills, and security guards don't want to get in trouble roughing up a kid that's overdosing.
I'll show you how hip I am. You used EDM as your description.
Yes.
I will take a wild guess. I will take musical genres for $100, Alex. EDM standing for electronic dance music?
That's correct.
Oh!
I didn't even know that.
Really? Nailed it.
No.
Nailed it.
I didn't. And you know what?
Yes.
You're talking about that Lollapalooza. The hospitals are starting to do drills because of all the young...
Yeah.
Kids that come in during Lollapalooza either sick from drinking or drugs.
It's not drinking.
Well, they.
It's not drink. It's just pills. It's just pills and Coke. It's really sad. It's because kids like it's
well,
a lot
this,
of young.
Well, for Lollapalooza, they're doing it specifically for intoxicated.
Yeah,
kids. Well,
yeah. Intoxicated is a umbrella term here, though.
Right.
It's just a lot of young kids on pills that they in ecstasy and stuff like that. I mean, what happened with Daly and his son, and what happened with Daly and raves is another reason why EDM and the city do not go well together. A lot of stuff was in the suburbs for that reason. Yeah, the whole thing is a whole bad, sad, and scary scene. Yeah. Perfect time for a Lollapalooza plug right now.
Yeah, right.
This
Party!
This took a serious turn. Well, we'll think on this, and then we'll be right back.
I know, your lawn looks like a stampede of water buffaloes just went by. And the paint on the outside of your home, well, it's peeling worse than a bad sunburn. And your basement? It smells. Ew. Well, don't worry, because I can help on the Mr. Fix-It show with me, Lou Manfredini. All you have to do is call.
Mr. Fix-It, this morning at 7 on 720 WGN.
Free furnaces, free air conditioners.
What's this crazy talk from my husband, Dick Hochschild, owner of American Weathermakers?
I was just making the point, Elizabeth, that I hear so many ridiculous offers.
You're right. At American Weathermakers, we don't need misleading offers. We have the best service and honest pricing on the top furnace and air conditioner brands every day.
While other companies shout about low prices and free giveaways, American Weathermakers has quietly become the best heating and air conditioning value in Chicagoland.
And I love that customers trust our American Weathermakers 60-minute men to come to their rescue.
If your furnace or air conditioner breaks down day or night, we'll be there in 60 minutes or you get a free $60 gift card for repairs. And we never charge for travel or overtime.
You'll fall in love with American Weathermakers, too.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll-free
855-955-HVAC.
Or visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com.
The International Champions Cup is back in Chicago for a third straight year. Don't miss the chance to see German champions FC Bayern Munich take on 18-time Italian champions AC Milan in the Audi Football Summit. July 27th at Soldier Field. Be part of history and see two of the greatest soccer teams in the world when they come to Chicago during the summer of soccer. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com.
The President of the United States is coming to the MAC. The 26th president, that is, and tickets are on sale now for the return of Teddy Roosevelt. Presented by Konasek and Dillon Trial Attorneys, it will be August 13th. Join WGN Radio and me, John Williams, at the MAC, College of DuPage, for a unique live stage show in this important presidential year. We'll talk to TR about what was, what is, and what may be in store for America. Get tickets online at WGNRadio.com/events.
Welcome back, WGN Radio 720. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I am with
Esmeralda Leon. This is my jam. I forget who this is, but this is my jam. Don't. We'll just do this for 10 minutes.
That's fine.
Karaoke on the radio, folks. What's more entertaining? No? Okay. Not into it? Fine.
I'm into it.
Fine. I'm trying to give you ideas. And you shoot them down.
I didn't shoot anything down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on board with you.
That's what you ought to do in your next show.
Just karaoke?
Karaoke. Have people call up and play the band.
No, it would just be us.
Nope.
Oh, just you two.
They could sing into their own phones. I'm good.
It would just be us doing the karaoke.
Yeah.
Can we, I still want to do this. I still have not done this. And if I'm ever in a karaoke bar with you, Brandon, would you be my Elton John?
For?
To my Kiki D.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Oh, you can't resist that.
I can.
Nobody wants to do that song with me.
Where are we? What time of day is it?
It's 2 p.m.
No.
What karaoke bars are you going in the afternoon?
I don't know.
It's nighttime.
Family-friendly karaoke bars.
Family-friendly.
We're at Dave & Buster's.
It could be.
18 and over.
Having soda pops.
See?
And singing Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Yeah, I don't want to necessarily do that. Is that an evening? Is that a late night song? I don't know.
It would be a late night song.
I can't promise anything.
It's an anytime song.
No,
it's
not an anytime
song. It's a fun song.
That's not a 6 a.m. song, sir. Take that back.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
No, it's not.
Go ahead, play it. Ready? Don't go breaking my heart.
I'm gonna
not a 6 a.m. song.
It's a 6 if I had the words in front of me. You got to have the words in front of you with a karaoke.
Most songs are not 24-hour songs.
Yes, it's a happy song. It's a toe tapper.
Yeah.
Toe tappers aren't 24 hours.
She's wearing
yes,
pink
they
overalls.
Are. No. You don't want to be happy 24-7?
No, only mid-tempo songs could be 24-7.
Whoa.
Number one, the Star-Spangled Banner.
Okay. Yeah, actually. It kind of has you there.
Only one. That you could play at any hour and be like, I get it.
He kind of does
you know,
got
TV
you there.
Now, TV shows are now 24-7. They don't have the Star-Spangled Banner coming on at 6 o'clock with the sign on anymore.
No, but you could support America and the Olympics and not worry about time zones, and you hear the national anthem all of the time and salute this great country of ours.
Is that a transition into the Olympics?
Also, have you tried to watch a scary movie or TV show in the daytime? Not as scary.
Yeah, really?
Don't watch it.
Yeah.
Got to watch it at night.
Timing matters.
Time
is what
specific.
I'm trying to say. I just like to enjoy things at the appropriate time for obvious reasons. It makes things better.
Wow.
Star Spangled Banner. I enjoy that at all times because I am a patriot.
He is. I've seen it.
Thank you so much.
I'll raise my cup to you.
That's right. You should.
Can we talk about this real quick, this coloring book? We were talking about
yes,
coloring
absolutely.
Books earlier. I want this coloring book so bad.
Which one?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Don't laugh at me.
Yeah, why would you laugh at that?
That is
I was
also
expecting that. I was not expecting it. That's what made it funny.
What, moonbeams and whatever coloring books? No, I want a Buffy one so I can paint, so I can draw Spike with his pale, weird noodle hair.
Yeah.
He had, it looked like noodles. It looked like ramen noodles.
Okay.
He had the same haircut as Justin
really
Timberlake.
Do you find it weird that David Boreanaz has been on air for over 2 decades straight now?
Good for him.
I know. Buffy Angel Bones.
Yeah. That's all weird.
Why?
Buffy Angel
that
Bones.
That it's all one words? All one words. All one word, one title shows?
He's, no. Good for him.
I know. Because
I would not have thought that of him.
Yeah, he was not.
Thought he was out after Angel. Done. And yeah. I wouldn't even think they gave him that show.
They did give him that show.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, you
I
were
even
surprised
think,
that he got that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I'm like, what? And it lasted for a very long time. No, I just recently, and recently is like within the last year or two.
That's recent.
I saw Buffy the Vampire Slayer in its entirety.
Oh, like you had never seen it from the start.
Exactly.
Oh.
I wasn't into it back in the day. I was into the movie, but not the TV show. And then I went to an improv show. It was they did the Buffy the Improv, or Buffy the Improv. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, they did an episode, the musical one.
Oh, nice.
And they did it live on stage.
That's fantastic.
And I watched that episode just as a primer, mm-hmm. and then I couldn't stop watching.
So you watched the one outlier in the series? You're like,
well, no, I watched the first episode, and
yes.
I watched that one.
First episode's fantastic. It's
but I watched the whole, and then I watched the whole, all seasons.
Yeah.
All of
I
them.
Should revisit all of that.
It's so good.
It's a wonderful show.
It's great. If they got rid of Dawn, I would be so happy. No, I cried so many times. Oh, yeah, and I was going through a breakup.
Yeah.
And through the part where she's kind of like a loner and really angry about everything. Oh, no, it just spoke to me. It spoke to me now rather than like when I was a teenage kid.
I'm going
to
tie this all together right now. Freddie Prinze Jr. is the husband of Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, they're so... See, now that brings me to think that love is not dead.
Great. Keep going backwards. Freddie Prinze Jr.,
mm-hmm.
and Sarah Michelle Gellar, they have a wonderful relationship.
They do.
They are both, Freddie Prinze Jr. is the voice of some of the characters in Star Wars, the Clone Wars cartoon.
Which I hear is super good.
And that relates to our Comic-Con discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's trace it back even further. Freddie Prinze Jr. was a writer for WWE.
Wait, what?
That's correct.
No.
Yes.
How? Huh?
Recently.
Are you sure it's not just another person named Freddie Prinze
Jr.?
Nope.
Around 2008, 2009, 2010. 2011, he was working for the WWE as a writer.
What?
Yep.
I am genuinely surprised.
Look this
up. I didn't
up.
Even know he was a writer.
Yeah.
So
well,
what?
He was a big wrestling fan.
And oh, okay.
And he had a bunch of ideas, and they're like, you should be a writer.
Wow.
And he did. He became
did he
one.
Ever, did he ever, was he ever on air?
No, he was all behind the scenes.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
No, it's so much more interesting. So that relates clearly to the Republican National Convention because his boss was Vince McMahon and Vince McMahon's wife is Linda McMahon, who we talked to on Thursday night.
With her
Which also relates to Marty DeRosa, because yeah. Marty, who was on the show earlier tonight, Marty's at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Put that little bow
after
on
we hung up with Marty, he watched Jeff Hardy
tie it up
fight at the Gathering of the Juggalos. Jeff Hardy, the only time he had a championship run, Freddie Prinze Jr. was the writer for that.
What? There oh, you just crimped
That's
the
everything.
Ends of that bow.
That is everything.
And you made them twirl.
It all goes back to the squared circle.
What?
The wrestling ring. It's called the squared circle. That's
why?
What they call it. Because wrestlers are idiots. That's why. I don't know.
But it's square.
And it's just, it's, I know. I don't know. That's what it's called.
And which one did he write for?
For WWE.
Well, because there's like
Jeff
a million
Hardy.
Of
Jeff
them,
Hardy
right?
was like the guy, the okay. the wrestler he wrote for. Like that was he, each writer has like a few guys that they like. And that's the one.
So, yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
I would never have thought of that.
Yeah. He grew up, he's a big fan of it. And he just got involved and became a writer for the show.
I'm amazed.
He just wanted to raise his kids and not be an actor anymore. I'm not joking.
No, yeah.
He's got a cooking book out right now.
I saw that. Yeah. She does cooking stuff, too.
I did not know that.
She has like a lifestyle
Fantastic.
Thing or whatever.
Good for them.
No, they are relationship goals.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that. Life
Buffy
goal.
And
life
WWE
goals.
Writer.
Yeah. Freddie Prinze Jr. What was he in?
He was in the show Freddie.
Right, but like what Cruel- was his... Like teenage.
Scooby-Doo. She's All That.
Yeah. She's All That.
There you go.
And Buffy.
Yeah.
Life goals.
Yeah.
That's that is a good story. They ended up being normal people and not weirdos.
Yeah.
Like Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, God.
Did you read about that?
Yeah, I did.
He's a bit on the...
Heroin.
Is that...
That's the rumor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's heroin, so...
And
be safe
just...
at Lollapalooza this weekend, everybody.
Oh, gosh.
Seriously.
Is it this weekend?
It's next. I mean, they start on Thursday.
Right.
So please be safe. Please don't do
We
drugs.
Beg of you, please. Kids listening
kids
right
listening
now.
Kids listening to WGN Radio at 4:56 in the morning.
Well, they heard we were going to be on.
Oh, yeah.
And they went, we got to listen. We have to listen.
Yeah.
that Brandon Weatherby and that Esmeralda Leon.
I think, if anything, we just scared parents of children and grandparents of children that go to any show ever that there's going to be on drugs.
We did. No, just talk to your kids.
It's
It'll
fine.
Be fine.
Everything's fine.
It'll be fine. Give them water. It's okay.